Ooh.
Good morning.
Hey, I could hear you coming
Hey,
through.
you're slow to respond. It's like the energy is not in you.
It's early. I have to get in gear here.
You crawled out of
Cool.
bed.
Drink a little coffee.
Did you just crawl out of bed now?
No.
You've been awake for a while.
I've been awake for about an hour now.
Oh, look at you. Since 7:30, I've been awake since 4.
Oh, why?
I don't know, it's like a usual thing. I
I
need
thought
to
you would go back.
tend to the chickens and stuff like that. Goats.
I thought you usually go back to bed.
I usually do. I went to bed pretty early last night, though, like 9 o'clock.
So you're just old. I get it.
I'm old.
That's what I find now. Like, I usually wake up around the same time, even on the weekends. And I used to be able to sleep in till all hours of the day.
You can sleep until all hours of the day?
No, I used to be able
Oh,
to.
you can't now.
I
You wake
can't.
up all the time.
I wake up, and my body says, "Okay, it's time to go." And I say, "No, it's time to sleep."
Yeah, we're getting snow again today. It's
Man.
crazy. But I looked at my one thing I like about Facebook is you get to
Yeah, your
see your
memories.
history, yeah. And 3 years ago we had the same thing, so I guess it's not out of the norm.
Yeah, not unprecedented. It does
Yep.
seem very late, though. We've had the opposite. We had, like, 2 weeks ago, we were in the 90s, which is very unusual for us to be in the 90s. We usually don't hit the 90s till like July.
August, yeah.
Yeah. We got a week in the 90s. It was sucked. It sucks when you go from like 50s and 60s to 90s, 'cause it's like such a
Especially if you don't have your air conditioner ready, I guess.
Yeah, lucky that ours was, we got ours serviced, so.
Yeah.
And he said, "You guys need to buy a new air conditioner after the season."
I think that's what's happening to ours. Ours will like it clicks on and then clicks off and clicks on and clicks off, and it didn't used to do that. And then finally it starts going, but it's weird.
And ours is, I don't know how old ours is, at least 15 years. No, more than that, probably 20 years.
I gotta start tracking how old things are. Like everything's starting to break. Our washer broke.
I know.
And I found out that with the model number, you can tell the year, and I thought it was like 8 years old, and it's way lot older than that. So it's like 1998.
Yeah, that's
So
around
it's,
was 10 years ago.
yeah. Well, the I like at least the we called, even though Sears isn't around, I guess they still have a repair service. Like, so I called them 'cause to get it fixed. And at least the guy was brutally honest. Like he saw the model number and he's like, "You know, you probably," he says, "you're looking at like $500 to $600, $700. 500 being the minimum."
To repair it?
Yeah, to repair it.
Damn. Yeah, it's like
And
you might
it's
as well
like
just.
you might as well just get a new one.
Yeah,
So
it's like a car, like when it gets to a point where it's not worth repairing anymore.
that's how I had to give the Dodge up. Everything
Yeah.
is. We got a new fence. They broke our sprinkler head, like they did the other side. The last time it was in the winter, and they cemented over like one of the pipes, so it like it didn't break a leak, but it nothing came out of one of the hose, you know, the sprinkler heads.
Yeah.
So we had to, that was expensive to fix because it took them forever to diagnose it, and then this one they just tore into, and then the asshole guy said, "Oh, I'll fix it tomorrow." And then later when Barb calls, they say, "Oh no, we didn't say that." And like he totally like lied and said it's in our contract that we don't repair any damages we do. I'm like, you could have said that up front. instead of being an asshole, you know.
Yeah, make it seem like you're gonna do it.
And yesterday they were supposed to come to bring us a new washer, 'cause there's like a panel that can the control panel, and then there's the motor, and the communication between the control panel and the motor seems like it's getting an error code, like it can't communicate, and it usually means you have to replace the whole board.
Control board, yeah.
Yeah, and it's a really old model, like I said, so that's what costs, you know. But they called and said, oh, we can't deliver it because of weather, and we're like looking at each other as like bullshit, because like the roads are, yes, we had about a foot of snow, but the temperatures have been so high that the roads are like clear.
Yeah,
Like we
they
were,
melted.
yeah, just like melted. Our backyard that we took pictures of, it's already melt almost all melted. I mean, even though it's snowing again now, but the temperatures are pretty
Right, it
high.
doesn't last long.
Yeah, so we have to go another week and hopes that our washer can do two more loads, which it like starts and stops and
So you're getting it
starts
fixed?
and
I thought you were going to
stops.
replace it.
No, we're gonna replace it, but they didn't bring it, so we gotta
Oh,
go one
you're
more week.
expecting a new one. Gotcha.
Then our house almost caught fire, so because of the we had a we live near a place called Sand Creek, which is like a wildlife thing,
Oh,
like a
'cause of
trail,
yeah, I heard
and
I saw
it
you
went
post
up
that
and
they were coming nearby.
went up in flames, man, because I guess they found out the cause. There was some guy cleaning out his what are those outdoor fire pits? I guess they're just the fire pit,
Fire
right?
pit, yeah, it's fire pit.
And I guess he didn't clean it properly, and the ashes like just lit the whole area on fire. And I got a call from Barb at work, and I knew it was bad because she called me in a room that she would never call me in.
So she's
So
trying all your numbers.
yeah, and I was like, oh shit, you know, somebody died or something happened. And she was calling to say they're evacuating our
She said,
area.
"Your comic books,
I
they're
didn't even think about
danger."
that. It's weird. It's weird, like when your house is, all I thought about is let me get Harley out.
Sure, of course, that's going to be
It
your
was the
first
only
thought.
thing that like I didn't once think about, like, oh, I should go upstairs and get the big valuables. I didn't
Yeah,
think I that didn't
don't
even
you need a short box with like the most expensive
no,
stuff
it
that you can just grab and run?
didn't even register.
You don't care about comics.
I didn't give a shit about comics. Like
You're not a
I
true
figure if I'm gonna
collector.
lose them all, I don't want even the 100 around that I could save,
Yeah. Well,
because then
you
it
still
just
have
reminds me of everything else that was destroyed.
your storage lockers, so.
Yeah, but you know what I mean. It's like it just would remind me of
Yeah, that'd
bad
be
things,
interesting.
you know? So yeah, a lot of shit
I
has
think I would
happened.
still. I don't know what, but I wouldn't. I don't know which box I would take. I think I
You
would take the box that
you
I've
take
had
the
since I
box that
was.
nobody cares about, like.
I have one box that I've had since I was. When did I get that? I must have been like 14. I got it for Christmas. It was one of those Sears cat. You remember in Sears catalog they used to have start your comic book collection,
I did
and it was
not
like.
remember that, and I
You
used to
don't
get the
remember
Sears
that?
collection.
It was a
We ordered everything from the Sears catalog, like Christmas toys and stuff, but I don't remember them having any comic.
Yeah, you could get a comic box. It was a comic box, and then it came with, I don't know, 10 comics or something.
Yeah, I didn't even know that.
But I still have that box, and in it are comics that I had. I never, I like, I populated over the years when I was a kid with comics that I liked or were valuable or that I thought were cool. And I've never merged them. They're always stayed in that box.
Well,
So
that's pretty cool.
that would be my box. Well, I have gone through it to put stuff in better bags, though.
Yeah, I bet
To
those were
put them in the
looking
Mylar.
really nasty, yellow, like
And it's weird
somebody
because
pissed all over those bags.
they're not too bad. I mean, I think if you keep those bags in a box sealed and they're not exposed to the light, they last a while.
Ah.
But anyway. it's funny in that box because some of the stuff in that box is worth nothing, but it just
Yeah.
meant something to me. And some of the stuff's worth a lot of money because
Yeah.
it was Todd McFarlane or something. Like my Todd
Yeah.
McFarlane Spider-Man.
Coyote.
I don't have the Todd McFarlane Coyote. I do have some coyotes, not in that box though.
His first work. I actually saw one in the wild. Well, I finished my coyote run a while back.
Yeah, I remember you saying that.
But I saw one in the wild at the flea market for like $120, and I was like, that is something you don't usually see. Like you'll see like
Yeah, that's
Spider-Man number
weird.
one or Todd McFarlane's first Spider-Man, but you don't usually see like Todd McFarlane's first work, you know. It's like that was an odd thing. I really want to go back to the flea market 'cause there was a lot of good crap. Crap that I want that nobody cares about.
Yeah.
But and then there was a lot of wall books that were decently priced that I still want. So
So you'll have to make a trip back at some point.
yeah, at some point. It seems like the weekend is just gone before it even started. I don't know what's up with it.
Yeah, I need to go to ours, but I think it's only open on, I don't even remember if it's Saturday or Sunday.
I'm
But I just never
debating whether to go to
think about it.
the Denver Fan Expo. That's used to be called Denver Comic Con. I don't even know when they changed their name. But I stopped going to that because it's far and because it was always in line with Heroes, you know,
Right.
for the most
Right, I
part.
remember that. Yeah, you had to miss it every
There,
year.
when I was younger and I had all this energy, I did 3 weeks of comic books in a comic conventions in a row. There was 1 year I went, I spent,
I remember that.
I went to Heroes, I went to Denver Comic Con, and then I went to Albuquerque Comic Con, like bat
Three
all
weekends in a
weekends,
row.
boom, boom, boom. And I was still ready for more. And now it's like when I go through one con on one day and I'm already exhausted. Like, get off of my lawn. But it depends on what I do.
Is
I
Fan
have,
Expo
yeah.
must be a thing, right? Because the Chicago Comic Con, which used to be Wizard, is now Fan Expo.
I think there was some weird court thing from a couple years ago where Comic Con wanted to get its rights back to the name, like San Diego.
Right. Yeah, I
And
remember that.
I think when that happened, I think a lot of these cons renamed themselves or were purchased by somebody else
Yeah, I'm wondering if
called
Fan
Fan
Expo is
Expo.
a company and they just sit around and
Because Fan Expo, I always thought it was a Canadian thing. And now it seems to be more prevalent in the United States.
interesting. It says acquired by Wizard Entertainment in 1997. So maybe it's just Wizard. No, wait, that's a Fan Expo. Never mind. Or the con. I don't know. Interesting.
Yeah, and Denver Comic Con was started by a bunch of people I knew. Like, I actually knew them. And it was weird seeing, like, after a certain point in time, they all started fighting each other, like arguing on direction of how to take things. And I think a lot of them left, and the ones that remained were still fighting. And I don't know if they sold the con, but they started it off of nothing, you know, like it just grew huge.
Which one was that?
The Denver Comic Con.
Okay, Denver.
Yeah, I actually knew a lot of the founders of it.
Which is the one? Is that the one that Charlito started?
Yeah, with Bruce McIntosh
Yeah, that's right.
and I had met like and there was like five others. It wasn't just
That
it
was
was
back in the day of the CGS forums, I think.
Yeah, it wasn't just those two.
Yeah, others
It was
involved.
like a group of 12
Yeah, they
or
brought
something
a
like
bunch
that.
of people together, yeah. Yeah, you
And I
needed
had met
lots
Bruce
of support.
McIntosh out east. I don't remember where. It must have been Heroes Con, 'cause he was writing a book about comic books, like a fanzine. And I remember him giving me a copy. It's probably upstairs somewhere. But that was before he had even started Denver Comic Con. So yeah, it's a small world.
What book is that?
Yep, I don't know if it was ever published. It was just a manuscript for one that he gave it to me.
Was it about?
It was just about like the history of comics, kind of like something you'd find in Tomorrow's Publishing, you know?
Like just a high level view
It
of
was, I
the
think it was
comics
DC. I
industry.
think it was DC
Was it
focused.
DC specific?
Yeah. It's been so long since I've been able to walk into that room to find it, but I actually can walk in there now. I can actually get to the closet, which is a
Oh,
huge accomplishment.
yeah.
But at some point, I need to build some more bookshelves and then take more books out of there into the storage unit.
Oh, you mean build some shelves for the storage unit?
Well, I already have them procured. I just have to build them.
Put them together.
Yeah. This week was snow, and then we had the washer, and they didn't call us until, like, they said your delivery time is, this is a weird delivery time. It's from 7 a.m. That's early. 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. And then we got an update saying, oh, we're coming in at, we're going to narrow it down for you. It's going to be 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. And then they called us like at 12:30, well, no, 11:30, and said we're not coming. And
Yeah.
Barb was pissed. And then we decided because they're not coming, we're gonna go see Doctor Strange. So we went to Doctor Strange, and it was
Oh,
like
good
one of those
idea.
like last minute things. So like we missed all the previews and just got there in time, you know.
Oh, skinny your teeth.
But we didn't care. I wanted to see Doctor Strange. I was waiting for the crowds to die down, and they have.
Yeah, I think we're gonna see it next weekend.
Yeah, I liked it. I especially like the opening scenes. I think they had a lot of the action in the front, and then it got really dark, but I was expecting that. You know, a lot of people say, oh, it's gonna get really dark, but Doctor Strange always has been dark. Like he's always fought like he's
it
always
needs
been
some
in that
amount of
corner. Yeah,
darkness,
he's
yeah.
been always in that corner of the universe that was
It's the occult and stuff, right?
Midnight Suns. I mean, he's been in the occult, yeah.
Anytime
And
you
he's
d
always
deal with
fought like
witchcraft, there's always a dark side to
Nightmare, and
witchcraft.
yeah, it's like
You can't have witchcraft where it's just all candies and unicorns.
that's right.
Well, you can, but then be careful, those unicorns are gonna bite off your wiener. If you're not careful, stab their horn in you.
That's right. Watch out for the unicorn. I remember that in the Cullen Bunn, whatever that arc one was called.
Dark Arc.
Dark Arc, yeah. Because the unicorn was like supposedly a good animal on Noah's Ark, where the guy who was on Dark Ark was like Noah's brother or whatever, and he was protecting the weird creatures. So,
Yeah.
the creatures of evil.
Yeah, I've seen I've seen things that have had unicorns go bad before.
Yeah.
People getting maimed by unicorns. Well, it's basically like a horse with a big horn on his head.
Yeah.
That if they turn on you. Horses by themselves can do enough damage if they turn on you.
Yeah,
Let
now it's
alone if they
got
have
a
a
horn.
horn on their a weapon on their head. You know we'd be cutting those off and selling them for
Yeah, probably.
dick powder or something.
Because we're, yeah, it's like, oh, my dick can grow 2 inches. Oh, if I have unicorn horn.
You can get a
Grind it
unicorn
into
horn
my
erection.
Dr. Pepper Zero.
What do you think they put in that stuff to make it so delicious? Now with
Yeah.
extra unicorn horn.
I decided to get that Silver Surfer 3 and 4, which very
What?
expensive, yeah.
Ooh.
And now I just need 1 and 14 and I completed that run, which is
Oh,
pretty amazing.
that is.
But I'm like on the layaway plan, like I'm paying
Installments.
installments, yeah. It's like the Kmart layaway. My parents used to always do that. Kmart used to have like a layaway thing. And they used
Did
to
they?
like buy, yeah, they used to buy stuff like in July and then pay it off by Christmas time, and that's when they could get it.
Yeah, I don't know if my parents did that. They might have done it, I just didn't know about it.
Yeah.
Or maybe they didn't do it. They probably didn't do it. They probably just put stuff on credit card.
My dad still doesn't like using credit card. It's old school. He has one. He just doesn't like to use it.
That's so weird. Like, that's pretty much all I ever use.
Yeah, I hardly have cash. Like,
I hate it when I have to bring out cash. It's like,
there's
oh, what
like
a pain in the
no
ass.
cash in the wallet. And it's not like because credit card is my credit card bill is out of control. I don't have a credit card bill. In other
Right.
words,
Yeah, you pay it off
that thing
every
comes in, I pay
month.
it like, isn't that what like American Express is? Like you buy it and you have to pay it right away. I can't remember. One of the cards was like that.
I don't think so. Well, they're all like that. Otherwise, they charge you
Well, they
interest.
charge you interest. But yeah, ever since I was,
Mean,
you
there's some
know,
cards if you have bad credit where you have to you put money on the card and then you can spend whatever money you put on it.
yeah.
But that's only if you can't get
A credit card.
credit, yeah. Can't get approved for credit. Yeah, we've always paid. That's how you get in trouble. You get in trouble by carrying a balance on your credit card. So they
Yeah.
charge.
And
Their interest rates are
probably carried
ridiculous.
a I carried a balance on my card until we paid off the house. Not a lot, but there was always like a couple hundred. Now it even
Why didn't you
like,
just pay it off? That was dumb.
well, we paid off the credit cards. Well, back then I had mortgage and everything to worry about, but
Yeah. I still have a mortgage. I still pay off my credit card.
well, I didn't have it at the time.
I'd rather pay the credit card than the
I
house.
had car payments.
The house is cheaper rate than the credit card.
That's true.
I'd rather borrow money off the car and pay off the credit card.
But I never owed more than a lot of interest. I mean, what I paid
Yeah,
in
you're just
interest on my
paying a
credit card, it was
couple bucks in
in the
interest each month.
dollars.
Yeah.
It wasn't in hundreds of dollars or
Yeah.
double digits or anything. Oh, here's $4. Okay. Have
But
fun.
that $4 over 10 years?
Yeah. Well, I don't think it was even that long. Now we even pay extra, so like they owe us money sometimes.
Why do you pay extra?
Because we forecast what we
You're
spend.
just flexing. How much do I owe you? $100. Here, take 120.
Yeah, there you go, because I know I spent that 20 today. Do you see what I'm saying?
You'll just pay it on your next one. There's no incentive to paying early.
There's no in financially incentive, but it's if I'm treating it like a cash, I've paid what I owe in advance. I mean, it just
Yeah,
hasn't hit
you're
the. I
prepaying.
know what I what we paid. I just add that on to the what's being billed at the time.
So weird.
No, it's not.
It's very weird. Why won't you wait for them to bill you?
It's like if I went to the money machine.
Yeah, but if you pay off what they say, we you owe us whatever, $500, and you say, "Here you go, five
It'll
hundred dollars."
register within another 200 days and be on the next bill.
Yeah, then next month they'll say, "Okay, now it's $400," and you give them $400. But you're saying, "I'm gonna give you $500 plus I bought lunch today, so here's another $20." And then next month your bill will be, instead of $400, it'll be $380.
Yeah, exactly. It's like
What's
going to the it's it, well,
the
it's like going to the money machine. It's like, fuck you guys. I'm not gonna even let you build up anything
But you're
from
paying
me.
just up to that second that you send
The
in the money.
exactly.
So then the next day you buy something and you're back to square one. So what's the point?
The point is, I paid up everything up to that
Up to
point.
that point. If you die right then and there.
If I die then, and I happen to give you everything else after that, then you have no debt.
I won't owe any money.
Yeah.
So of the at that second you don't have debt, at least not on your
Yeah,
credit card.
nothing. Up to that second, no, there's
Well,
nothing.
you only have debt on the comic books that you have said you're going to purchase and haven't paid for yet.
Oh, the layaway plan?
I
Yeah, but, you just proved my hypocrite or what? You fucking dumbass. You should just pay it right away. It's just that comics are expensive nowadays. They're you
know, I
either
hate it.
go for it or you don't go for it. And I probably shouldn't have gone for it. I mean, it's just one of those
It's
titles I've always
irresponsible.
wanted. Yeah, it's like,
Yeah, I mean it from a completist perspective, since you're only missing a handful of comics, it makes complete sense.
and there's the opportunity to get number one too. I just don't want to. I don't want to add that onto the
Other
layaway. Do
ones,
you see what
yeah.
I'm saying? So, yeah, I know when to stop. And I already paid off more than half, and I just have to pay another drop, and then I have my books. I've been buying expensive books lately. Instead of buying a bunch of issues, I've been buying more expensive.
So you don't believe prices are going to come down?
On certain things, no. I believe anything that's, I think everything that's current is overinflated. I don't know why it's overinflated. It's like ridiculous. Oh, so and so's in this movie. Who gives a shit? But I don't think a lot of those will retain its value.
Yeah, and certainly I don't see
But Silver Surfer,
a
I
lot of that
really do
stuff.
see it going up. For one thing, Mephisto hasn't even been in the movies yet. And another thing is he's a major villain in the Marvel Universe. And usually that's old enough that it doesn't like it's like buying a safety like a stock that doesn't fluctuate.
Like a, yeah.
Like a bond used to be.
Yeah, like I was trying to think of an example in investments, but there is not anymore.
Not anymore, but there used to be like US savings bonds.
Right.
And that would go up a guaranteed amount within, like if you bought it for
It's like a CD. There you
50,
go.
yeah,
CDs don't go down.
if you bought up it for 50, it'd be worth 100 in
Right.
30 years.
Right. It's like you're buying a $20 20-year CD
Yeah.
where you get 3% a year or whatever. It's guaranteed to, well, in this case, I guess in your case, I mean, it's not guaranteed to go up because who knows what's going to happen in the future, but certainly it will always be in demand, I would say. So there's a
Yes.
likelihood that that will always be valuable. And keep going up in value. Just because from a demand perspective and from a scarcity perspective.
Yeah, and I didn't buy the best copy. If I bought the best copy, it would be thousands. You know? I bought a VG copy.
Okay. Yeah, I'm finding as I get older, I'm less concerned with getting the mingy stuff, and I'm
Pristine.
okay. Yeah, I'm okay getting something that's a little more beat up. I mean, I don't want to get like a something where the cover's falling off or whatever, but as long as it's if it's held together nicely and pretty firm, if there's some dents in it, that doesn't really bother me too much.
Unless it's a Binky, then and the cover could be falling off, and then you want your leave it to Binky.
I don't think any of my Binkies aren't old enough to have the covers falling off. But some of the older stuff I get. But yeah. And in a lot of cases, sometimes I get stuff. If it's cheap, I'll get it. I don't care what the condition is. And then I can just upgrade later if I run into, have the opportunity.
Yeah. I was at
Because
the
you can always
com.
do that, right? If you get the VG and then later you find a better condition, a fine one, or in for a decent price, that you could always buy that and then sell your VG
Yeah.
and not
There
lose money.
there's been times where I've come across a good and I've got it, and that's really horrible.
Yeah.
But if I come across a VG or an upgrade and I got it for like, I don't know, $4, a cheap price, I'll upgrade it. Like I'll say I want that issue in a better condition. There's times that I've done that, but it has to be something that like I sort of, not just to complete the run, but I'm fond of the interiors and stuff.
Right, yeah. I would only do that with a couple titles that I'm in love with.
Yeah, I've done
I'm
it
in
with
love
some
with their
Fantastic
bodies.
Four, which I have a really good run of Fantastic Four. I have almost everything from like 20 up. But if I had something in beat up condition in that, I sometimes get a better copy.
Right.
But not a lot. I'd rather get something I don't have. That it has to be something that has like sentimental value as well as like 'cause I beat it up as a kid, you know, like I just want a better copy. Yep. So we saw Doctor Strange yesterday. It was really good, and I was surprised how I avoided spoilers, like at least for a good chunk of it. There was maybe one or two images that I saw that
Yeah,
I
I've managed
already
to
knew they
avoid
were. I managed to
spoilers
avoid
pretty
it.
good.
Yeah.
I don't really know anything about it. I mean, every time I saw something about it, I quickly scroll past it. So I might have picked up a word here or there, but in general, I'm pretty blank.
Well, I had seen the preview, and that gave away a few things.
I haven't even seen the preview. I
But,
don't like watching previews.
well, I usually see previews at the movies, so I see the,
Yeah. Well,
like
if you
I saw the
close your eyes and plug
previews.
your ears
Well, yeah,
like a baby.
I don't want to look like a fool in the movie theater, like ah! Sitting there.
I guess I don't mind.
They do give away some in trailers that I think they shouldn't.
Man, I was watching something the other day. It must have been on a DVD. I don't remember what movie it was, but there was a trailer, and I can't remember why I watched the trailer. Maybe I was interested in seeing what the movie is about. But they basically showed like the whole movie in the trailer. And I'm like, I guess I don't need to see that movie. I know exactly what happens in it. I
Yeah,
forgot what the whole movie was.
I got that. Yeah, I hate when they do that and they give away too much. Like there's something in the Thor Love and Thunder where I wish they wouldn't have given away something, but I get spoiled anyway 'cause I always look at speculator stuff. And by
Oh, for
looking,
like characters and
well,
stuff.
yeah, if you watch the speculation market, you're kind of spoiled. Like you don't know how they're going to use a character or
Right,
what,
but something
but you're
suddenly goes
kind of,
up in value and
yeah,
is a
you're like,
hot
oh
item.
yeah, I know so
Yeah,
and so
first
is going to be
appearance
in a
of so and
movie.
so is,
Yeah,
yeah.
so you can't avoid it. I got a scary thing, says nothing was picking up on your microphone, but it was just when you were talking. I've never seen that message before.
What does it say? Nothing is, it's not picking up
Well, it's
anything in
because
your microphone?
when I was you were talking and I wasn't, it
Yeah.
was like monitoring my voice,
Oh,
and it
it
said,
said, we can't hear you talking. Strange.
Like there
Yeah, that
was
would be bad.
I listened to the Bright Side chat. I don't know if you've ever heard that, but
I have heard that.
it's on Nerdy Legion, and it's one guy owns a comics store, Arkham Comics and Games, and one guy's in Boston area. They're friends from high school. And that guy is real dedicated because there was one time where he records on he doesn't mono record like I do. I mono record because I don't edit. And I'm not worried about how like the sound quality, while he's real anal about the sound quality. So he records on,
High fidelity.
he records on one stream and another, and then merges the
Right, he merge yeah,
streams.
does two stereos.
Yeah, two stereo. Yeah, and then
Merges them.
there was one time where it didn't get any of his sound, and only the
Oh, so it's
guy in
half, yeah.
Texas. Yeah, it was only half there, so it was gone. And you know what this guy did? He went and recorded his own voice after listening to his partner's voice, like, and
He
then
re-recorded all
he
his stuff.
spliced, yeah, he spliced that back in. And I'm like, God damn, that's like dedication. Like, I would be like, fuck it, Bill, we're not gonna release it.
I'll just release the
Or
half.
I'll just release your half. Yeah, I don't
Well,
give a
we did
shit.
that because we had one episode where you couldn't really hear me very well.
Yeah, I don't remember.
You just released that one. How's
Yeah, I don't
the
remember
volume
ever
change?
releasing like one where the voice wasn't there at all, but
No, I don't think you've done that.
and
My voice is just low.
I've lost, I think, like two or three episodes in my entire career where it's just gone. One of them I wasn't even part of, which I wish I still had because I never listened to it. It was the unreleased Keith Knudsen episode that I wish I could hear it
Oh, the
because
one was, yeah, never released.
yeah, the one that says, don't ever release this. Yeah,
You lost it? How do
it's gone. But,
well.
well, I don't know if Daryl or, I can't remember who recorded it, Daryl
Yeah.
or Campbell, but I don't know if they still have their copy.
Someone still has it.
Yeah. I should check my Gmail to see if it's still in there, just so I
Yeah,
can
it
entertain myself and
is.
listen to it.
Amazing. And yet
But
other ones you said that you lost.
I lost a couple. I think one of Geek Brunch and one of DC Noise. But I didn't go back to try to record them or recreate them in any way. I just said, sorry, guys, it's gone.
Yeah, no, I don't think there's a need for that. That's too much work for.
Well, I guess there's people that like editing. Like,
Yeah, I guess if you're
I
into
think you
it.
have to have some, like, you can't hate it, right? Because if you hated it, you wouldn't do it, or you'd have somebody else do it. If
Right.
you have some kind of liking to doing that technically, then more power to you. I that's not me. I don't care, and I tend to like. I like podcasts that are more like my own, where they don't have a set. Like, we'll talk about this for 10 minutes and then this for 20 minutes, and
Segments.
yeah, I don't. I like more ad hoc shit, and I always have. And for some reason, I just can never get into the interviews. I just don't, because
Yeah,
it's more. It's
I
so.
rarely listen to interviews.
It has to be something like interesting. Like,
someone you really care about.
Yeah, somebody I really care about, or those K-Fab or whatever they're called, guys interviewing Jim Shooter or something like that, then
Yeah, I've
because I
listened
know those guys are interesting.
to very few.
Yeah.
But yeah, it has to be like I did listen to the Tim Vigil one
Yeah.
just 'cause I'm interested. I've never heard him talk ex for an extended amount of time, so and he has led an interesting life in comics, so
Yeah, some
something
very
like that I'll
interesting
listen to, but
titles for sure.
otherwise I don't. And I guess the only exception to that is at a convention when it's an interview type
Oh, I
thing. I
love
enjoy that
panels.
because
No, I'm with you.
that's a different animal
And some of
because you get
those are
to.
scripted because the moderator already has like a set.
Yeah, it's
They
questions.
usually have like, oh, I'll pre-can 10 questions and then let the audience go wild from there or something like that. But I don't mind that. I like those. It's different when you're live, I guess.
The Gru one was good though, because
Oh, that was fucking awesome.
if I remember, was there a moderator for that, or was it just wasn't it just Mark
I think it's just
doing the
Mark moderating
moderation?
his own, 'cause he's like
Yeah,
moderating like 10 panels that day. He just moderates his own
his
panel.
own panel. Yeah, so it's basically just him kind of leading the discussion with Stan and Sergio.
Yeah, I really want to read more Gru. I really do. I still have a lot of those in my queue. My
Yeah, it was.
brother has some Gru. I never really got into it because I was like, oh, that's a goofy comic. I was very early on in my collecting, I was very straight. I
Like, that's
didn't
not
deviate from the
superheroes.
norms. Yeah, if it was not superheroes or Conan, like barbarians or Judge
Warriors.
Dredd or something like that, I didn't want it. Like I didn't want to. If it was like slice of life, forget it. I didn't want anything to do with it.
I don't care about
It's like,
life.
why would I? And two of my best comics that I'll always remember are those Joe Matt things. And I still can't believe I had a chance to go meet him. And all I could think about is if I shake his hand, this guy has been jacking off his entire life and probably dropped a load this morning. And I was
Probably.
like, I can't do it. I
Can't
just
do
couldn't.
it.
But
You could
yet,
have met him without shaking his hand. You could have
but I
said.
just I was fascinated, like, because when he was at the convention, I had just read Spent, I had just read Peep Show, and I read he had this other one about his life as a kid, and
Yeah, the
I
later issue, that was the last issues were
yeah
kid ones.
I forget what that one was called. But I
Yeah.
collected them in like trade paperbacks, and
Right.
like I think Peep Show was like a comic book and a comic strip, and Spent was a collection of that in hardcover, and then I forget what the other one was.
Yeah.
But I don't remember. I think I started to get into those books like hardcore once I read Tom Bolan's True Story, Swear to God. 'Cause that was really like my entry point
Yeah, that was yeah, into the slice of life
yeah. And then I was like, oh, I really like
or
this.
the autobiographical comics, I guess.
Now, some of them though are interesting because a lot of those people that throw it all out there, like even Tom Belan was talking about his erectile dysfunction in the comic book. Like they were not putting themselves like to make themselves look good. If they had fault, they had fault. Just like Joe Matt.
Yeah, and Chester Brown is the same.
Yeah.
And
So,
well, he fucks
well,
chairs.
he, well, that Chester Brown was the guy that prost went into prost. He paid for sex, right?
Yeah, he wrote he the
Yeah.
he wrote a book about that. Yep.
Yep.
Yeah, his stuff is a lot is very sexual in nature. about his weirdness, quote unquote weirdness. But he also has a, he did a fiction as well. He did
But
one about Mary Magdalene.
I kind of regret like not going to talk to Joe Matt. 'Cause how often do you see that guy? I think he lives in Canada. I don't even
No, he's in
like,
LA.
is he in LA now?
Yeah.
Like I how
Yeah,
often
I follow him on
do you see him? Oh,
Facebook.
is he on Facebook?
Yeah.
Is he
He
still
actually
doing
posts pretty
work?
regu he posts pretty regularly lately.
I wonder if he'll accept me. I'd like to see what he's up to. Even if there are
Yeah.
tissues all around.
You can either you might be able to follow him too. I can't remember which it how he has it set up, but you can either friend him or follow him.
That's cool. I should have Barb read that spent. Let's see what she thinks. The
It's
other
funny
thing,
because
well, not just all of their
even in
weirdness,
the
the
Joe Matt comics, it's he hangs out with, or back then he hung out with Chester Brown and
Yeah. They used
damn
to
it, I'm
get
blanking on
the other guy. There were three of them that hung out together.
what the hell? I'm looking at my shelf to listeners are yelling at the like
No listeners that we have
Seth. Yeah,
even know what
Seth.
we're talking about.
Seth, but Seth doesn't do, as far as I know, Seth doesn't do autobiographical stuff. He does biographical stuff.
Yeah.
I don't think he does. I don't know if he does autobiographical. He seems the one that he's the most different of the three because he's like more professional and dresses nice and
Yeah.
is, you know, literarily esteemed and stuff. And the
One
other
of
two
the
guys are
things,
just
though,
fucking
that I was
comics about how
fat
they jerk off.
I was fascinated by with Joe Matt is his ability to live at the poverty level, though. Like he never had a dime. Like he was always broke.
I think he's the opposite now.
Oh, really? Now he's fallen into wealth?
Yeah, I believe so. Which is weird.
That is very weird.
I think, and this is, I think, I'm not 100% sure, and I'm not sure how. Like, maybe he married
It's
into
like,
money or something.
well, maybe after he sold his porn books, he had enough money and invested it way back then in Amazon
Could
and
be.
then cashed it all in.
Could be. That would have been a good move.
Yep.
I wish I had bought more Amazon back in the day.
Yeah, me too. I've always been more of a guy as let managed in mutual funds and stuff where they just
Yeah, do it for you.
diversify your portfolios instead of you having to worry about it. But I do know people that were managing their portfolios, and most of them are broke. Because they made the wrong decisions at the wrong times.
Yeah, especially lately.
There was one guy that I knew that was, he owns a pizza place now, and he retired from where I work. But we ate there recently, 'cause he makes Chicago style pizzas. Yeah, he was rich at one point. I remember him coming to my cube when I was working with him 20 years ago, and him saying, "I had all this Amazon and Microsoft stock. I have 400K in," and then like I don't know, the market crashed or whatever, and he had nothing. It's like, so like he didn't become rich off of it, and I know a lot of people that have got into the Bitcoin and cryptocurrency that lost a shit ton. But I do know a young kid that I work with that went in early on into the Bitcoin and stuff, and he was able to put a pretty sizable down payment on a townhome because he knew to get out.
So he got
Like,
out when it
well,
was
he knew
at the
he
right
made
point.
enough money and wanted to
Yeah.
get that townhome, and
So took the
cashed
money.
out before everything went crazy, you
Yeah.
know? So.
It's
Oh,
wild.
yeah.
Especially
Weird, wild
now.
stuff.
I was looking at like Peloton.
Yeah, the exercise
Yeah,
cycles.
their stock went from, oh, I can't remember what it was at its height now. Maybe like 300 down to like 12.
Wow.
Something like that. It's like, dang.
Well, Jason Wood, who does stocks for a living, like on the 11 o'clock comics,
Yeah, he works for an investment.
he made a
He's.
comment in there that he sounded like the world was ending. I don't know. I don't know if it's because all his clients are losing money or what, but
Probably.
he made he I listen to like things that he says because I know what he does for a living. But it was just like one. It's the he said it's the end of capitalism, and I forget what the sentence that he followed it with. Like a lot of people were broke, and that was the week that
That's the key part of the sentence that you forgot.
yeah, it's the key part of the sentence I forgot. But
End of capitalism and the start of.
yeah, but I don't remember. I'd have to go back and listen, but. It was an interesting comment, and that was the week that people were killing themselves, like the stock market crash back in the day. There were like suicide hotlines for these
Which one? Oh,
cryptocurrencies.
what are you talking about? Oh. The you mean now?
No, I'm talking about, well, yeah, there
Yeah.
were suicide hotlines for the loss of money that people had. Lost a ton of
Yeah,
money in
'cause
that
those whatever
cryptocurrency.
the lunar ones or whatever.
Yeah.
Or the what is that one called? I can't remember. I'm
But
not real
they
familiar
all
with that
tanked
stuff.
around the same time, too.
Yeah, some of them drop those ones drop to like nothing. Yeah, what the a lot not the whole market, but a lot of the market, especially the techie stuff, just got super inflated after COVID because people were just sitting around and had extra money on their hands and invested it, so those stocks went to crazy heights. And now that things are back to normal, those stocks have come back down to, some of them
Yeah.
have come back down to where they were before COVID.
And I wonder if that'll happen to the comic book market.
I hope so. Sorry for people who are investing in the comic book market.
Yeah.
But as a just a collector who has no intention on selling anything, I would not be sad to see
Yeah.
prices come down so I could finish my spawns.
Yeah, I would too. I wouldn't mind it. 'Cause
Because whenever I
I
put
could
it.
have bought those surfers pre-COVID for like $40 each, like
Oh!
easily. I didn't pull the plug on
I know. Well,
Well, I kind
so
of
this
fell in
is.
love with the surfer, like when I had a I did that one year where we did a character, what do you call it? Adopt a character kind of thing. I started
Sure.
listening to Collector. What was it? I forget what that comic book collectors. God, I can't remember the CCL. Collector's
Oh, collective,
Library.
yeah, kind of
I
collector's
start.
library.
I liked really listening to that with the Chris and Andy. Andy, who I knew from podcasting, but Chris I had never met. But that was when I was getting really into collected editions, and they had Adopt a Character, and one of the years I adopted Silver Surfer, and I adopted Venom and Silver Surfer. I read so much Silver Surfer and Venom, and I never realized how, because when I was a kid, Silver Surfer was fucking lame. Like, he was like on a surfboard philosophizing about things. Like, I wanted him to kick some ass, and he was like contemplating life and death and all this weird shit. Like he was a philosopher on a board. And now I like love that shit. Like it makes me think about stuff. I like it. But I hated it when it was early on, other than he was visually a stunning thing to look at. I remember Joe Satriani had an album and had the Silver Surfer on the
I
cover.
remember that too. Yeah. Although, I mean, Surfer did get a little bit popular in the 80s when
Burn.
Marshall Rogers was doing
Oh,
the
with
art.
you're talking about the long running
Whatever
Silver Surfer
volume that
run.
was. Yeah, the 80s one. That was pretty hot when it first came out.
Yeah, wasn't it Ron Mars? And
Yeah, I think it was.
there was a lot of artists. Marshall Rogers started with it, and then
Yeah,
it
went
went
on
to
from there.
somebody with an L. I can't remember. I can't remember the art guy, but I don't even have a full run of that. But I had even read like Michael Aldred's Silver Surfer with Dan Slott, and when I first started it, I heard it was like Doctor Who, and I was like, oh, I want to avoid it like the plague. And then I
Rightly
read
so.
it, and I was like, oh, this is fucking awesome! Like I really liked it. But there's a lot of things that like I thought were goofy, like Howard the Duck. Like I as a kid, I never wanted to read Howard the Duck ever.
Yeah, it was
Like
the same way.
that's a freaking Donald Duck walking around with superheroes. Like I don't care. And
Silly,
like
silly.
silly me. Like I didn't realize all of the content that Steve Gerber put in Howard the Duck. Like it was very political. Like it was just thought-provoking as all hell. And it was about a duck that slept with a woman. Like, you can't do that anymore. That's like animal bestiality or something like that. But I liked Howard the Duck. And I really now I have a full run of Howard the Duck.
Did you see the movie when it came out, or were you like, I don't want to see that movie?
I saw the movie when it came out, not at the theater, but when it was released on VHS.
You rented it from Blockbuster?
Yeah, but I didn't think much of it. I gotta revisit it.
Yeah, I'd like to. I haven't seen it in
'Cause that was George
forever.
Lucas doing
Producing?
that.
He directed or just produced it?
I don't remember if it was just producing. I just remember he
Look
was
it up.
part of it. I can look that up on IMDb, but Barb told me to mention to you that Who
Yeah, he
Killed
did not
Sarah,
direct it. I
season
know,
three.
season two, or yeah, three.
Three.
I saw, yeah, Netflix sent me an email about it.
Yeah.
I know. I'm like, oh.
I'm just so curious what they could do because they really took out a lot of the players on the board last
I
season.
know. Honestly, when I saw the email at first, I was like, I thought that show was done.
Well, other than the cliffhanger, a lot of the current players were taken off the board.
Yeah. Yeah, they resolved a lot of stuff. I have to rewatch the final episode to
Well, remember it was that
help my
other young
recap.
it was that other young guy that just came out of nowhere
Right.
that became a big part of it 'cause he got off the phone at the end of the cliffhanger.
Right.
And you're like, "Well, who the fuck is this guy?" Like he was dating the one woman that you thought was involved with the murder, and then you learn that she wasn't, 'cause she like burned in a fire, I think, in a company there, like her building caught fire. But that guy was dating her, but I think he was just using her, and he got on the phone and said, "Oh, something killed Sarah." And like he was involved in it, and
Right. He knows something.
that's what I remember. But the father got out of the picture, and like. The mother, I don't know. I don't know what they're gonna. I have no idea. But I could have said that after the first season too. That's what's so good about the writers is they seem to They're like money heist. You think they can't do any more, and they do more, you know? I don't know how they do it, but they do it.
Yep, there's always intrigue, and that's what Sarah has a lot of the telenovela type stuff, where it's a lot of it's the relationships between the people and who's sleeping with who
Yeah.
and what
And
don't
it's
you know, what secrets are they do
the
they
other thing
have?
that's fascinating though is we watch those shows, Money Heist and that, in different modes. Like I have the English dub on and
Yeah,
you watch
I
it with the subtitles, yeah.
can't do the dub. But yeah, I am excited to start watching that. I have
I'm
not started
excited, but
that
I'm
yet.
still making my way through Jessica Jones season. I went all the way. That was 13
Yeah, on the Marvel.
episodes, and then I dived into season 3 right away because I really got into Jessica Jones, and
Yeah, like
I
Jessica Jones. I don't think I ever
decided.
watched season three.
Yeah, I started season 3, so I'm like 4 episodes in, and
I think I was trying to watch them in some kind of order. I
I
don't
was
remember.
too, and then I just jumped. This is the first time I broke order. I just said
Yeah, I think I fell off.
I'm just gonna finish
Pound out the
Jessica.
series.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's probably a better way of doing it. Otherwise, you get too lost and jumping around. Yeah, I gotta decide. I just finished watching Upload season two. So now I gotta jump on something new now.
Well, you
Have
could
to
get on Who
decide if
Killed
it's gonna
Sarah.
be
You're at
Sarah
a.
or not. Yeah.
There's so much to watch. We started, we finished The Good Doctor finally, and that was a hell of a cliffhanger. I don't know if you got there yet, but
We have, I'm trying to remember the
did you get there?
I think we watched the last one.
Well, it was the domestic violence thing, right?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, that was they kind of spoiled it a little bit, but
We could see
because
that coming because this nurse came from like nowhere. Like she has been part of the background as a nurse, but never have they focused on her. And then all of a sudden she's there.
Yeah, you
And
knew there
what?
was going to be some resolution to
Well,
that
actually, what
storyline.
I thought was going to happen, this is what me and Barb thought were going to happen, is we thought that they were going to get married, you know? And she and the violence would happen at the ceremony,
Oh, at the he would come
like
in.
at the huge wedding. You know how they keep the one that they were going to have televised?
Yeah, the TV show or whatever
Yeah,
went on. Yeah.
we thought because of what was happening, they're like, oh shit, this guy is gonna do a domestic violence thing at the wedding, because we thought, oh, she's gonna be invited to the wedding, and then all hell will break loose.
Yeah, because then he could have been on TV.
Yeah.
But no. Yeah, that was especially, I mean, I don't want to give it away or anything, but what happened at the end with who was involved in it, it's like, whoa.
Yeah, that was
That'll be
that
good. It was a good season.
I will say
I
that'll
like
be
this
a big
season.
loss, but they have lost big actors in other cliffhangers. There was that major young doctor that was killed in as an act of heroism when the building collapsed, if you remember,
Yeah,
in that bar. Like
they've took out
they've
a few
taken out a
people.
lot of great people.
Yeah,
I
who's
just
that
hope they
other
don't
dude?
take out Park, because there was another character they took out that I loved. Who was that? Melendez? No, not Dr. Melendez. There was another character
Who's
that
the
came
other
before Dr. Park that I absolutely loved, and then he was gone.
Yeah, I liked how they had what's her face?
Oh yeah, she
Do a
came
cameo,
back.
yeah.
That surprised me, and Barb was even, look who it is, and I was like, who is that? Is
I
that Janet Jackson? What the hell's going on? Like I thought it was a
didn't
pop star that
remember
came on singing.
her.
Well, I knew what was happening once the reaction happened, but
Yeah, oh, at first,
Barb knew immediately when they showed her face, and I was like, "Who is that?"
yeah. I
I
remembered her,
thought,
but I was like, oh yeah, where did she go? The melody's like, She stayed in
Well, I've
wherever,
always liked
Guatemala or
her.
whatever.
I've always liked her as a doctor because she had compassion.
Yeah, she's very empathetic.
Yes. The other doctors were more mechanical, like.
That's why she stayed where she could help the
Yeah.
most.
But yeah, the good doctor was good, but we finished Moon Knight. I still don't know what how to digest that.
I know Daryl hates it.
I'll tell you one thing. I loved the first episode, but as the series went on, I started to like it less and less. So I'm going to be honest.
Yeah, he
I'm not going to
lost you.
pretend it was a little too pretentious for me. And
In
I don't
terms
like
of.
pretentiousness. I don't know, trying to do something that in a certain way with the multiple personality thing, I just didn't like Moon Knight's a little more grounded even when weird shit's happening unless you're in the Bendis arc. But this was just a little too much. Like it kept crossing this, is it real or is it Memorex kind of thing. And I didn't like that.
Interesting.
But we
Yeah, I have
I
not
wasn't
seen it,
too
so.
Barb really liked it, but I wasn't too crazy about the first episode of Reservation Dogs. And we're like 5 episodes or 4 episodes in, and I love it. I love the characters now. Like I am so engrossed in that. I highly recommend it. That is so good. I don't know if you have Hulu, but
Yeah, I don't have Hulu.
it's really good.
Available elsewhere. Yeah, I like all those types of shows.
Well, it's about like Native
Reservation.
American kids on a reservation, but it's kind of like on the outskirts of the reservation because they're not all Native American characters.
Yeah.
But I guess the first episode, I wasn't buying into it because they seemed like they were gangsters, like they were, stealing stuff, and I was like, oh, that's not very good. But as the series went on, like I started to know each of the characters. 'Cause there's four main characters and like I really like them. Like I really like their characters. And it's like it's kind of goofy. Like what is that movie we watched? Smoke Signals? I think it's Smoke Signals. If you like that movie, I think you'll like this. But this one has like if I had to say it's like Smoke Signals and Napoleon Dynamite just the way it's shot and stuff. Like it just has a subtle humor that is like Napoleon Dynamite, but not quite. It has an aura of that kind of comedy.
It's not a
Like,
comedy, though, right?
it's a comedy.
Oh, is it?
It's got serious things that happen, but it's kind of like a
Okay.
Juno or like Napoleon Dynamite or like those kind of things, but it's
Okay.
really
Yeah, I
good.
wasn't aware of that. There's also I think it's on Peacock, maybe. There's a show called Mohawk Girls.
Yeah, I haven't heard of that one.
It's a Canadian show about a bunch of 20, early 20s girls on a Mohawk girls on a reservation, kind of dealing with life. And it's also a comedy
Yeah.
about relationships and stuff, and how like one of the characters. At the start of it, she grew up on the reservation, but then her family moved away to the city, and now she's come back to the reservation because she wants to be get re, kind of reconnected with her native roots, but she's kind of seen as like an outsider now because she's gone off and she has the mannerisms now of a white girl
Yeah.
from the city, so. I think she's better than the girls that grew up on the reservation. So, I like I mean, we've talked about it before. I always like seeing a peek into other cultures.
Yeah, same here. And there's huge peaks in Yellowstone in 1883. We almost watched 1883 twice because I got my parents into it. Like, my parents marshaled through six of the episodes, I think. Eight episodes. They only had two more to go. And we were watching it along with them, and I was like, Barb, even though I've seen this and I know it's gonna happen, I can't take my eyes off
You
of
want to
it.
watch the.
It's another Friday Night Lights for me, I told Barb. Like, Yellowstone and that, like, I could just get into it because I just absolutely love it. It's like a Spartacus, a Friday Night Lights, a Seinfeld. I just, like, love it's like up there.
Yeah.
Yellowstone in 1883. It's just.
That is one that I want to. I've only watched the first episode of Yellowstone, but I do intend on watching that.
Yeah, even MBATS on Instagram said, where did this show come from? I'm like so addicted. He watched Yellowstone, and I like there were I wonder why I watched it. Oh, I know why I watched it. And I'll set props to those to who gave it. It was Rob Liefeld. Rob Liefeld had a show called Macho Shows, and he talked about how macho the Yellowstone was. And I like listened to everything he said, and I was like, okay, I gotta give this a shot. And I told Barb, I said, Barb, I can watch Yellowstone on the elliptical, or I can watch it with you. Will you watch it? And we decided to go 1883 first because it was the prequel. And by the time we were like even two episodes in 1883, I was like, yeah, Yellowstone's next. Like it was just a done deal.
Yeah. Macho, so machoism from the perspective of the Kevin Costner character.
No, just in general, that whole family.
Yeah. Well, the only reason I say that, because I know in the, I think it was the, must have been the first, I don't remember if I watched the first and second episode or just the first episode, but there was a scene where he was driving with his, I think it's his oldest son, and he's complaining because he said, I can't remember the line, but he said something. He said, that's the problem with you. You work the land when you should run the land or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
So where he's acting more like, he cares about the land and taking care of it, but he's like, you're not a real leader. Like a leader doesn't work
All
the land,
right.
he
Well, the thing that
leads.
Yellowstone has taught me, though, too, is like after 1 year, I like despise the like these characters had like they're no redemption or but
I just hate how
after a
people own that
while.
much land. It's like people, no one person should own that much land.
The Duttons, man.
Not fair.
If you saw The Journey, well, there's reasons to vote for the Native American guy because he wants to take the land away from Dutton because it was theirs.
Right.
So like they're like two sides of a coin. Like it's amazing. And the other thing is if you watch, the other thing that's fun is like. The Tim Sheridan or whatever his name is, you can watch like Wind River, which I absolutely loved. You can watch like his other films, like 1883 and Yellowstone, and you'll see the same actors over and over again, much like a Kevin Smith movie or like
Yeah, a lot of the
Adam Sandler. He'll use
directors
the
do
same
that. Yeah, they
actors
bring back
over and
the same
over again.
people.
It's like incredible.
Or it's like
And I don't know like what his relationship is with the Native Americans, but he portrays them with much respect in all of his shows, whether it be Wind River or anything. Like
Yeah, showing their side.
he's just a he seems like I can never speak for anything. I can only look at their work and say, oh, I think. But he's very compassionate to them. It's like they should own the land.
Or at least he does a good job at carefully representing their side as well as the other sides.
Yeah.
Because at least the way it's set up in the first episode, There's like three sides, right? There's the rich people who owned all the land. There's the Native Americans who want back the land. And then there's investors who want to purchase parts of the land to develop on. It's just kind of a battle between the three sides.
Yeah, it's so good. Like that's up there with Money Heist and Who Killed Sarah. Like I just there's shows that I love and I'll back during no matter what, but those shows are worth watching multiple times. I wish Barb could see Who Killed Sarah, Money Heist. Like I wish those are shows that I could have shared with her instead of without her,
Instead of
because
exercise shows.
there's just so much that there's so much to talk about on those shows. Do you know what I mean? Because they're so good at like throwing. She's seen a couple episodes of Money Heist, and I think she was interested in it.
Was gonna say Money Heist, you could probably just watch again.
I could watch Money Heist again. It is
I
good.
wouldn't mind watching that again.
Yeah, that Barb says I've seen enough to know how much what happens, because if she didn't see it, I've told her about it.
Yeah, she's picked up.
Yeah, I told her about it. But yeah, there's some good shows for sure. I don't know what I'm gonna get into next. I could stay on the Marvel path. I could move into something else, but I don't know. I try to bounce around, so my funding profile, like I'm spending time on each service. Right, lately I've been
Putting your
spending
time
a
on each,
lot
yeah.
of time on Disney Plus, a lot of time. I need to think I move off of them to HBO Max or something. I don't think we've been on the HBO Max in a while. I think we watched one movie there. I know we watched the Jason Bateman movie that was really good.
George Carlin documentary
Oh, a George
on
Carlin documentary? Oh, I love George
I
Carlin.
tell you, what did I watch on? Did I tell you I watched something on HBO Max?
Yeah,
I
you
can't.
said you were going to watch The Batman, but you watched something on there. I thought
I never watched. I
you
never
watched
watched the
this you
Batman.
watched a sci-fi movie show.
What the hell is that called? Yeah, that's what I did tell you. I finished watching that. That was good.
Yeah.
I don't remember what it's called though.
We saw the Batman again.
My old brain.
And I think I've come to the conclusion that I know why I don't like that movie. I mean, it's not one of my favorites, and it's because of Matt Reeves. Not because of the story that's written, but the way he films it. I don't like the filming of it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like he just films at a certain angle and stuff like that. Like there's a whole Batmobile chase, and I'm seeing the side of the car. Like I fucking hate that. Like I want to see the whole car, and I want to see how it relates to the car that's being chased. And it just looks like I'm looking at the
So you don't
from
like
the
the cinematography?
yeah, I'm looking from the rear bumper of the Batmobile. I just don't.
Yeah, I know what you're talking. I know what you're saying.
Like
Station
my
11. That's what I watched.
yeah, Station 11.
Like that.
And haven't been on Netflix lately, but I do want to go to Who Killed Sarah
Yeah.
and the Umbrella Academy.
Yeah, I need to.
I
Is there a
feel
new season of that?
no, I haven't seen
Oh, you
two
haven't watched the
yet.
last season yet.
Well, I just finished the Lock and Key
I haven't even started that.
in that one.
I gotta start. Ugh, so much. Maybe I should watch Lock and Key next. That'd probably be a good one to
Have
watch
you even
next.
watched the first one yet?
No, I haven't even
Oh,
I didn't
shit.
even dip my toe in.
You'll like it. It's really good.
Yeah, I know I will. I'm just
I still gotta finish,
waiting.
speaking of Joe Hill, me and Barb have to still finish Nosferatu. It makes you think differently about Christmas songs, I'll tell you that. That's
Yeah, I haven't seen that. I think I have the book. I have not read. Gonna go grab something to eat.
Right.
I'll be
You
back
go do
and
that.
grab a cheer wine. And then we can talk comics.
Yep, we got a handful.
You can talk about something that I haven't seen.
I haven't. I don't think I've done anything that you haven't.
Okay, be back.
Yeah. There was something else I asked you to get, and I forget what it was.
I'm back.
Huh? I think I do need peanut butter, but I forgot what the other thing was. I said it yesterday, and you said, "Oh, we'll just wait till tomorrow." Hey, you're back.
Are you placing a food order?
Yeah, Target, no, it was the third. That was the first thing I said. There was another, and they didn't have it. What was that?
That had to tug one off real quick. That was a cheer wine. I mean, me opening a cheer wine with my buttocks.
That didn't sound like a. Yeah. Okay, that
That
sounded more like it. You had the like twist off cap with your butt cheeks there, and you actually cut one loose there. Let it fly.
ambiance.
Oh yeah. It's like putting a lemon into your water or something. Your iced tea. You added a fart to your wine.
This cheer wine isn't as carbonated as it should be. I wonder if it's safe to drink.
It's never been carbonated.
Cheer wine?
Yeah, I don't think it's even carbonated. Like, I don't. You never drank it off tap, did you?
No.
Well, if we ever go to Heroes and that hot dog place is still around, you could get it on tap. I forget where that was. A lot of places have closed around Heroes, so I don't know if it's still there.
Have they? How do you know that?
Because Alan and a couple of people were talking about the restaurants and what was that place called? The downtown, not the downtown, but the
Epicenter?
Epicenter. Yeah,
Yeah.
we're no longer there.
You mean after COVID?
Yeah.
Yeah. Didn't survive.
So is it a Belvita day or what?
That's too bad. No, I have a Nutri-Grain, strawberry Nutri-Grain bar.
Oh, look at you. You're breaking the norm.
Yeah, we didn't have
The
any
guy who
Belvitas,
eats the
so I got to
same.
break into the kids' snack food.
Do you do that online ordering thing now? Or you just drive your car up and they load everything for you?
No, we don't. We do the old-fashioned grocery shopping.
Wow.
Bless you. Do
Bless
the
you.
old-fashioned. Yeah, we never made the switch like you guys did.
We switched post-COVID, so you save money 'cause you don't bruise shop. You just get what you need.
Yeah, you're not sucked in.
Yeah.
But I like that. I like
And
being
then
sucked in by
you
weird
drive
stuff.
your yeah, you drive your car. Though there's a new Spawn action figure that I saw at the comic shop. It looks so awesome. It just comes with a throne, like a King Conan throne, like a throne,
What?
and then Spawn sits upon it.
I gotta take a look at
Like
this
it's
one.
a Spawn throne
It's turned
action
me on.
figure. It looks cool. I really wish I could buy all the Spawn action figures. I just no room.
I don't know, this throne doesn't look as exciting as I. Is that what it looked like in the comic?
I think it looks great.
That must be what it looked like.
That's King Spawn, man.
Is. Maybe we should start with talking about Spawn.
Yeah, we can.
Speaking of King Spawn.
King Spawn.
I read three. Is that what we're supposed to read?
King Spawn number three? No, we're on nine.
No, I read three spawns. Gunslinger, King Spawn, and Scorched.
Yeah, I think we match.
Okay, good.
The King Spawn had two covers. One was a blank cover and
Did it have, okay, I was wondering, because I got the A cover, which is the, what's his name, Barons or whatever.
yeah, it looks really cool. It's got like a bat looking devil spawn.
Yeah, and I usually don't get his covers, because I like his art, but I prefer just the, I don't know,
You prefer the
less,
drawn,
yeah,
yeah, l
less
less photo.
computer photo realistic, yeah,
Well, this looks like
stuff.
a piece of art to me. His stuff does look artistic.
Oh, no doubt he's uber talented. But this is good. Now I have one of his covers. So actually, I think I have one from the past. But I was wondering why I had chosen that. But it makes sense that this was the blank cover month.
This is the Sean Lewis, Todd McFarlane with the Thomas Natchlik art. This one I liked a lot
Yes.
because,
This gave a lot of info.
yeah, kind of put all the pieces together with the little boy, Gia,
The Oracle.
the Oracle. What was this big heap of crap that was there? Oh, it was called the heap.
The heap. Yeah, the heap. He was from the la He was in the last issue too.
Yeah, I like this issue because it sort of pieced together everything that's been happening in this book and their motivations.
Yeah, so basically this issue is Al going to the Green because he wants to talk to Gaia, and then he ends up facing the Oracle in the heap, and the Oracle kind of tells him what's what, and
They're
they're
trying to
trying
raise
to.
that boy to kill Spawn or fight Spawn. Simon. And they sort of promise Al Wanda again, but then they take her from him.
Right, because they tell him in order for him to be king, well, if he's king, he could raise her back to life, but in order to do that, he needs to lose his anger. And he's like, what?
I can't lose my anger.
My anger, that's impossible. Yeah, I like this issue. It was a good
Reminds
one.
me of a Jerry Seinfeld episode where he's dating a girl, and every time he's in bed with her, he hears her stomach growl, and it goes, "Hello." And she hears about it, and she says, "Well, you can either have that voice or you can have me." And he goes up to her door and he says, "I'm going to take the voice." Hello.
Hello. Yeah, I remember that.
It's incredible that
Who's
how much I watch of Seinfeld over and over again, and there's only nine seasons. You'd think there'd be a lot more.
Oh, is there just, well, that's why you've seen the episode so much.
Yeah.
Was trying to see if this is the same artist as last issue.
I don't think it was.
Well, last issue was him and Javier Fernandez.
That's who usually is on it, Javier Fernandez.
Javier Fernandez. So it seems like last issue they had both of them, and then now this guy's taken over.
So let's do
I guess
Scorched.
he's always been doing helping. Scorched, number four, which I have not read number three yet, so.
That's because you didn't buy it, right?
I didn't buy it. I still need to get it.
Which cover did you get on this one?
I got the throwback cover.
Yeah. That's the better one, I think.
What's the other one look like? They don't put them on here, do they?
I thought they used to.
Thought they did too, but I don't see it.
Yeah, I guess they didn't. Let's see if I have it. I buy them all. Oh, it's one of those. It sounds like a Bajor. What is his name? Bjorn.
Barons.
Barons. I think it's a Barons cover with
Okay.
Soul. What
Soul
is that guy?
Crusher.
Crusher on the cover, which is a really nice one because he's like holding a gun and he's over the corpse of a body. It's a pretty good cover.
And it's actually fitting for the comic because Soul Crusher's in this.
Yeah, and he's the second Soul Crusher because the first Soul Crusher is dead. This guy was with the two Russian women that he wants to save, and one of them's still alive.
Right. And he brings them to spawn, or her.
The big thing in here is it's sort of them Spawn wanting to kill Soul Crusher and not, I think, not realizing that this Soul Crusher is a different guy, but they're saying he's here to help us with our objectives, and he gets into it big time with the rest of the Spawns, especially Gunslinger. So there's a lot of turmoil between the team Spawn here. And is it the Redeemer or the Reaper reveals that somebody is going to be the Judas of the
Of the
Spawns and they
group,
don't know who it is.
yeah.
Originally, we thought it was going to be Gunslinger because he agreed to team up with the clown and then he betrayed the clown. So yeah, we don't know who it is. But also Spawn, I don't think knows that Mark is medieval Spawn. I think what they're leading us to believe is it's medieval Spawn because medieval Spawn is working behind the scenes with the guy that used to be Spawn, whatever his name is. I can't remember what his name is,
You
but
talking about Jim?
Jim Downing.
Oh
Thank
yeah.
you. We know that Mark is working behind the scenes with Jim, and it makes sense because they used to work with each other. So I think he's gonna be the
Gonna,
Judas.
yeah, it could be. In this issue, I don't know if it was in the last issue, but we have the Sin Devourers.
Yeah.
Or creatures made and are powered by, they say in here somewhere, hell something.
Well, I thought they called this big one Devourer. At least
It
they
might
imply
be.
it. Because it says created to do, and that's to devour.
Created to devour.
And then Devourer attacks. And then Judas lies in the mist. Yeah, I like the throwback cover for sure.
Oh, is that a Todd cover?
I don't know what it is, but it looks very 90s, to tell you the
Yeah, on the
truth.
inside it says cover artists Bjorn Behrens and Todd McFarlane, so I'm assuming this
Yeah,
is
this
the.
is Todd McFarlane.
Usually he puts his signature on it, though.
It probably is there. I just can't see it.
Doesn't quite look like a McFarlane, though. Definitely looks
Maybe
90s. It may be him doing a.
somebody inked it over him.
Could be.
Yeah, I don't see a signature anywhere.
Like, I don't recognize this as a McFarlane cover.
Yeah, don't know. But that was Scorched, number four, and then we just have Gunslinger. And I think Gunslinger had three covers.
I did it.
Yeah, it had the white cover,
Oh, okay.
which I actually got a really nice cover. It looks perfectly white with no blemishes. And
Fancy.
one cover has Gunslinger holding a gun, and then there's one other cover that just has him, his arm and it
Gun.
holding a
That's the one I
gun.
have. It's black and white, and it just has his gun.
Yeah, that's
Arm
the
with this
bet.
guy.
That is the better cover because the other one is more stereotypical.
Yeah, this one's cool.
This one is cool. It stands out.
It does. It's really nice.
It's kind of unique for a Spawn
Chain, the
cover.
chain's hanging down.
Yeah.
Smoke coming off the end of the gun. And the gun has like veins on it.
And this is Gunslinger goes hitchhiking with a hippie girl. And he's going back to find his bike.
God, I love the Brett Booth art in this. Oh my gosh,
I do
it's so
too.
good. It's so good.
He draws that new ca this character that's the like lead werewolf is kind of new, isn't he?
Believe so. Yeah, so there's a like
He's
a
like a Frankenstein looking werewolf.
man wolf, yeah. Can't remember, do they name him? I can't remember if they, I thought they did.
I think it's Feast. Yeah, I think it's Feast.
Feast. Yeah, so he runs into. Well, he goes back to where he was abducted in the first place in the from the forest in the forest, and he
But
gets attacked
to
by
get it,
this.
he was trying to get his bike back too.
Yeah, his this yeah, and his stuff that he left behind. Carnivore.
That's his name.
That's his name, Carnivore. So he gets attacked by Carnivore. Yeah, who is in his human form? I guess even in his werewolf or his wolf form, he's all yeah, like you said, all stitched together like a Frankenstein monster. But man, that one scene where he says his name, the page, oh, so good.
Yeah. And Carnivore pretty much kicks his ass, and Gunslinger gets away. Gunslinger gets his ass kicked a lot.
Well,
At
he's new,
least once an
so
episode, once an issue.
yeah, he's still learning.
And then he gets into a bar and meets up with Jessica. She's Spawn. And almost gets in fisticuffs because some guy at the bar that
Yeah,
she's watching,
she's like, "I'm working, leave me alone, go away." But
yeah.
he's like, "No. Tell me where Al is." Yeah, and
This
then this
guy
big
at
dude
the,
comes over.
yeah, and they're gonna get into it, and Jessica grabs him, pulls him out. And that guy's then, "Run away, you fucking little coward. Nice job hiding behind her skirt. Don't want to see you around here again. You got that? Neither you or your whore girlfriend." He looks like he's got, I don't know, there's something wrong. And he's like, "What did you call her?" And I wanted to see what he was gonna do to
He's gonna kick his ass.
him. I hope they don't
What
leave
did
me
you
hanging.
call her?
I hope they show it.
Yeah, they better resolve that. That was good.
Yeah, I liked it. They were all pretty good. I liked them all. So what do you want to jump into next?
Let me grab my stack. A lot of stuff. Look at that. I don't know. You could pick something while I
All right,
file
let's
this
go
stuff
to
up.
Alice. What did you give those gunslingers? I mean the spawns, I gave them 4 out of 5s.
I gave Gunslinger 5 out of 5, and the others 4 out of 5. I think Gunslinger gets
Because
the
of the art.
extra because of the art, yeah.
Yeah. He's really doing a great job, especially if you're into 90s artwork. It definitely looks more Spawn than any of the other books.
I just like his layouts are all
Yeah.
fantastic. Very dynamic.
Right, well, I'll go into Alice Ever After from Boom Studios.
Okay, let me find it. Okay, I got it.
This is by another image type guy that spent some time over there, Dan Panosian. And this is from Boom. He does do some art, but I don't know how, if he's inking over it, but this
He does,
Giorgiano Spalato.
yeah.
Spalata.
He does the art when Alice goes to Wonderland,
Oh, that's when it switches.
but not the regular, but it's only like a few pages in this issue. There'll probably be more later, but yeah, when she goes back to Wonderland, that's when he does the art. But he writes it, so. Yeah,
Well,
this is about.
I want to know what you thought, 'cause you had to read this to decide if you were going to buy the trade.
I did. Is the trade in this month's preview?
Yeah. Did you
Interesting.
make a decision?
Yeah, let me find my notes. So this is about a grown-up Alice who is
A thief.
using pills to go to Wonderland.
And she's a thief. She's a kleptomaniac.
That's how she pays for her drugs, right?
Yeah.
She
Because she
steals.
works for this guy, what is his name? Who's kind of like, I think, supposed to be like the Mad Hatter. And she gets caught stealing by the clerk that
And a
works
shop
there,
owner, yeah.
shop owner. And then some guy comes who's rich and well thought of with his niece and saves her from getting the cops called on him. And I think this Morton guy comes who she ends up giving the doll to anyway that she was gonna steal. And Morton's like, "What can I do with the doll?" But she does get. He's like he's she he gives her the drugs
Yeah, he's her dealer.
for things that she steals, and then she has rich parents and she goes back home and they know that she's a load of trouble and they're always giving her hell, but I don't blame them as parents. She's a lost cause right now, and then she's got two cats that talk to her, but you don't know if that's drug induced. I think it might not be because they're documenting
Yeah, they're the
the initial,
narrators
they're the narrators.
of the whole story.
And before she even pops the pills, they're talking to her. And then she pops the pills, and then she's in Dan Panosian land. And they all are presenting her with gifts. And it's all that bunny, that thing that she stole.
Yeah, they each give her a bunny.
And the parents know she's up to something, so they go banging on the door, but she sneaks out the side, goes to her drug dealer, and her drug dealer is killed.
Yep, she finds him dead.
And then her parents want to get rid of her.
Right,
Are
'cause
they
she. Well, what
giving
does
her
she
to an
do?
insane asylum or some rehab? Is that what they're
I
doing?
believe, yeah, I think it's a mental hospital of some sort.
But she manages to escape, and at the end, you have the Queen of Hearts. So I really
Well,
liked it.
does she go herself to the?
Asylum?
'Cause it says 2 days pass, and then some men show up to collect her.
But then before that, they say,
Yeah,
Father,
Father, where are they taking her? You must want to.
she's,
Oh,
well,
it's
it
already
says she's
decided.
gone. She's gone, Father.
So I think they were going to have her checked in somewhere, but she checked herself into the Sacred Heart Hospital.
Yeah.
What does it say under that? Sacred Heart Hospital.
For
Hop
the
the.
un, it says for the
Oh,
un
for the
something.
something.
I like this one. I'm gonna
And she says, I'll contact your father and we'll take care of all the paperwork. You'll be in our care and feeling just fine and dandy in no time.
What did you think?
I liked it, but I'm uncertain as to whether or not I want to get the trade. Uncertain.
I liked it. I would get it over the next book. But I liked the next book because I liked the way it ended up.
Yeah, I think
But
this one's good. It has a lot of potential, and certainly if you like Alice, then this is a cool addition to the mythos. And I look forward to seeing more of Wonderland.
I picked Bolero and I don't remember why I picked it, but I knew I was stacking up a bunch and I knew there were thicker books.
Prestige format, I
Yeah,
like to
this
call
is
it.
Wyatt Kelly and Luana Vecchio. And the first part of the story, I really didn't understand what the fuck was happening. It was about two lesbians that loved each other, but I really didn't understand why the other one left. They were in bed together, and then all of a sudden,
Trying to find my
she
notes. Here
was
we go.
gone out of her life. It didn't explain it. I was so confused.
Oh, why they broke up? I don't remember.
They're in the sack together. She's a tattoo artist, and then it says part one, 53 hops left, island in the stream, take care of yourself. And then they're separated. So, like, I don't know what's going on. She's masturbating to a picture of her. And then she's at, I guess, at her father's place, and her father, I guess, I assume it's her father, the guy who owns the tattoo place.
I didn't think it was her father.
Okay, maybe it's just a friend, and
Yeah.
he's trying to convince her to get
Yeah,
her act in the
I don't think
game.
they show like why they broke up, do they?
That's what I think was a mistake. I got lost, 'cause then she's with her buddy that's in the band, and she's planning on getting married.
Well, I think that if you notice before they go to where after they're broken up, there's a page that says part one, 35 hops left.
Yeah, that's what I said.
You did say
The
that?
yeah, I
I
said
wasn't
it.
listening. I
I
wasn't
said
listening.
that's how it jumps. You're not paying attention to me, damn it.
Yeah, so I think it's a
You're repeating
time
me
thing.
over again.
Well, then how do you not understand it if you already explained it? Then you should understand it. That
I don't understand it.
they'll probably go back and fill in that part of time that we lost, because this whole book is about her, well, jumping around dimensions, right?
Yep, and then she ends up going to her friend's concert and hooking up with a guy out of what seems like just a one night stand because she sees her ex-lover there with somebody else. And then while her friend is singing to her fiance, "Islands in the Street," they're fucking. Islands in the street, that is what we are. Stream. Islands in the
Yeah,
stream.
islands in the street doesn't make sense unless it's an like a median in the street.
They're islands in the street.
That is what we are. Getting hit by cars.
No, though sometimes homeless stick
Getting
out on the
pissed.
islands asking for money.
We're just medians in the street, sitting
Medians
there,
in the
getting
street.
run over by cars.
And we
Get
rely on each other.
stepped on by
Uh-huh.
people. Get cigarettes put out on us.
And that same guy who I think she has sex with takes her to or offers her an opportunity to be a multiverse jumper with this weird little cat thing.
Yeah.
And she agrees to that contract, and all of a sudden she's able to jump into bodies that are her in another multiverse. And I think the first one she jumps into is a man, I
Yeah, she's a
think.
dude, yeah. Probably. But she has the same tattoo, so it might be that she's transgender in this one. I don't know. 'Cause she still has like a tattoo that says Natasha on it, or was that the girl she was dating?
That's what I thought. It was the girl she was dating.
Okay, so she could be a dude in this dimension and also
But
stated the
and she's
other girl.
speaking Asian, some kind of Asian, 'cause I don't.
Oh, yeah, that's right. She's
It still
not
looks,
in
you're right
America.
though, it still looks like
Do the tattoos match?
I think so. I didn't see if there was a Natasha on her body.
Yeah, there is.
Do we see it when she's having sex? Where
We
does.
see it when she's talking to the cat.
Oh.
But some of the tattoos are different. Some are the same. It's on a different place. Interesting. So I think they are different tattoos, but they're similar tattoos.
So what do you think of this one?
I liked it, but I felt like too old
You felt too old.
for it. Yeah,
That's
it's
a
too hip.
weird comment.
It's too young and hip for me. That's how I felt.
That's interesting. I think you're older than me then.
You didn't feel too old.
I'm young. I'm older than you. But yet I feel younger than you. Maybe I'm more hip than you. Maybe
That
that's
could
the.
be. Maybe that's it.
Maybe
I'm
we
an
learn
old
the
man,
truth.
and you're still so young and hip.
No, I just found I'm the hipper part of Geek Brunch. The
What
hipper part.
did you think? You liked it.
I didn't like the first part because I was lost. Like I felt the time jump was
Threw you
really just
off.
really distracting to me.
Yeah.
And I like didn't all of a sudden they're separated and I didn't know why. Like it just bugged the shit out of me.
Although that's the same storyline, so she doesn't jump to another dimension, we don't think.
No, she doesn't.
They
It's
did
like
just jump ahead.
it's like they separate. And we don't know why. Or it could be a foreshadow. It could be. It says 53 hops later, doesn't it?
No, 53 hops left.
Oh, so how many does she get? 54?
I can't remember. It was something around
52? I thought she could only do it 52 times. There's some
there. Oh,
rules in here.
53. It is 53.
Oh, so
Okay,
she
so that's
hasn't
just her
hopped
first.
yet.
Yeah, that's her first life. So they did just jump forward in time. Did you notice, like, before the Before she hops, she doesn't have any tattoos.
Yeah.
And then after the time jump, she's like covered in tattoos.
I did notice that.
She got a lot of tattoos. Quickly.
So you're a no-go on two of those. You're gonna do no on Alice and no on Borlero.
Right.
Let's, 'cause you're too old.
Yes. I'm too old for Alice and Bolero.
What do you say? Too old for what? For hip?
I'm not hip enough.
Okay, not hip enough.
I didn't. I don't know.
I'm just writing that down because that could be the title of the show. Not
Not
hip
hip
enough.
enough.
And I am hip enough. I guess I am because I'm going to continue it.
Maybe it was the cat that threw me off.
Maybe that's the part that causes you to be hip or not.
The cat, the weird cat.
I'm trying to get your comment though because I didn't think this felt too young. You feel hip or not? What the
Yeah, I
hell
don't
does
know.
hip mean? Like you're with the scene? Like that's what it means to me. Like you're with what scene? What scene are you not with?
Like a bunch of
The
kids going
lesbian
to,
scene?
yeah, I'm not the kid. No, the kids like going to clubs and getting all tattooed.
But you don't know what's gonna happen from there.
That's true. She'll probably go into some dimensions where she's not so hip.
Yeah, she could be
That's true.
pretentious, and then you'll be
She could
like,
be
oh, yeah, it's the
old and
pretentious.
pretentious. Yeah.
Old and pretentious, and she's listening to death metal, and you'll be like, oh, shit,
I like
what am
the
I
best comic
missing?
I've ever read.
But she's too hip in this one world. She's too hip to be square. What is that, a Huey Lewis in the news song?
Hip to yeah, hip to be square. Too, what is it? Too hip to be square?
I'm trying to remember the song. There's a Huey Lewis
It's
song,
hip
too
to
hip
be
to be.
square.
It's
That's
hip
it.
to be square.
Oh, maybe I am hip then.
Maybe you're square, but
Forgot.
not hip.
But it's hip to be square.
But are you hip? You said you're not hip enough. So you
Right.
can't be square.
I'm not square enough.
Yeah, you're like
I'm
a
neither square
triangle.
nor
You're
hip. I'm a
missing a line.
triangle.
You're missing a line.
Am. I'm missing a line. Damn it. That's it. But maybe she'll jump. Probably she'll jump to a dimension where
There
three
is a
lines are
triangle.
her hip. Yeah,
Three lines
triangles.
are
It's hip to
hip.
be triangle. Call
There
it that.
you go.
It's hip to be triangle.
So you want to jump to this image number one?
I didn't read that. That was
Are
on our
you?
list.
It was.
I didn't read it. I didn't see that one on our list. I don't think it was there.
I'm gonna go look to our notes right now.
It
Let's see, 'cause I did send them to you. This
did.
just means if you're listening to me, just like you didn't listen to me about the jump page.
Oh, it is there. Image number one. You didn't put a
Yeah.
comma. You didn't put commas, so I
Oh
get
God,
confused.
I also didn't put Skybound number two. I put number one,
Oh, you
so
did. I
I
did
hope
read
you.
Skybound X number two, but yeah, I failed to read image number one. I missed it.
This one, it seemed like they stacked the
Son of a
anthology.
bitch.
They stacked it so I liked it early. Like the first four or five stories, and then I didn't know what the fuck was going on. And the one that I thought I was gonna like the most, which was the Radiant Black story, which features the guy on the cover, I liked the least, which I
Cool.
don't know what the hell happened. It's the same writer, Kyle Higgins. But It was more unbalanced for me than the
So
Skybound
what's the
X number
premise of
two.
this? Is it just like Skybound X, but for
Well,
rest of image?
it's like Skybound X, but for the rest of Image, and it looks like it's original stories, not existing stories. So, like, there's a story by Geoff Johns.
Radiant Red is.
Well, that's true. Radiant Black is. I liked the Geoff Johns story. There was a second one that I liked a lot called Old Dog. That's like me, an old dog. And let's see, the third one was by Wyatt Kennedy, which was the writer. This one's probably too hip for you. It's by the same creative team that did the current series. So it might be
What is it? What current series?
that did Bolero. This might be Bolero related, and I just didn't know it until now. It could be. Let's see if they say her. Does it give her a name in Bolero?
Sure. Let me look. Devin Dagny. Dagger.
This could be the same story. I don't know. But I liked that. And then there was a Kaya preview. That was okay. And then Scotty Young did a weird thing where he's like, oh, I have to submit something for this and I forgot about it. So it's like a self cartoony thing about him at the drawing board making some shit up because he forgot to he had to participate in this book. There was a comic book called Hopeless by Mirko Andolfo. And that was about a guy that, at least it appears to be about a guy that is killing a bunch of prostitutes.
Now, is this a one shot or a continuing series?
I think it's continuing.
Oh yeah, they solicited number four. I remember now. I'm getting
And then there's a
it.
Radiant Black called Shift. I'm gonna go back and read it just to. I guess I like this more than I thought. I'm gonna give it a 4 out of 5 instead of a 3 out of 5, because there was a black and white called Jahina, and that it looks gorgeous.
Who did the art in that?
Somebody I've never heard of,
Jahinka.
Maurizio Rosingweig.
Do
It
not know
looks
that.
like a black and white, detailed. I don't know how to describe it. It looks really cool. I guess I liked them more than I thought. I think.
And these are all like part ones, and that they're going to
Yeah.
continue.
Yeah, Gospel of a New Century. I guess it's something new because it's part one of three. One of them says part one of 12, so this must be a 12-issue series, a 1-year-long anthology event.
I like it. I like that. More companies are doing this now.
Yeah, you do like anthologies. I
Well,
like
it means they needed to buy
anthologies, but
more stuff now. But
I like
what?
anthologies, but they can run me to exhaustion if I like half of them and don't like half of the others.
That is the danger of an anthology, yes. You're forced to buy a series you don't like because you like the other ones then.
So I assume you're going to stay with this book because you like the anthologies.
That is my plan.
Okay, so you said two no's and one yes. Let's go to Ghost Cage and see what you said about that.
I didn't read Ghost Cage.
What?
But this one, I couldn't find it. I don't know where it is. It's literally nowhere. So either I stuck it somewhere weird or I just never got it from, they never gave it,
Are
sent
you
it
gonna
to me.
participate in any more of the show? Are
Look,
you?
just because that Bolero was my last book I read of the month doesn't mean I don't have opinions.
You didn't read Ghost Cage.
I
God
did not read
dang
Go. I couldn't find it. I don't think I
it.
got it. I
Well,
think I
I've
got
had.
shorted.
Well, you could check that.
They say they sent it to me.
Is it red? Does it got a red circle on it?
I don't think I'll look it up. I'll look it up.
I've had that happen because I was looking for Amazing Spider-Man and I couldn't find it. And I was about to buy it digitally and I finally found it.
What's this called? Ghost?
Ghost Cage
All
by
right,
Nick
ghost.
Dragota and Caleb Goldner.
Wait, now it's not even, now it's not listed in my orders. Okay, maybe I didn't order it.
You didn't order it.
I could have sworn it was on here.
I
What is
thought you
going
got,
on?
well, I thought at the time you used to get all of the image number ones.
Yeah.
Maybe because it was $5.99, you decided not to. That's
Are
six
you sure that's what it's
bucks.
called? Ghost Cage? I
Ghost
swear I
Cage, I'm
looked.
looking at it right now.
I
Just
swear.
search for ghost and see if it shows up.
It wasn't under Ghost. It's not under Cage. I swear it used to be though. I think they pretend they noticed that they'd never sent it to me, so they removed it from my order. No,
Wow.
I don't really think they.
Well, see, this is one that I could have probably done without, but I liked it. You know what I mean? Like,
No.
it seems like this is about a corporation, like of there's like a facility that provides energy. Kind of like a father. They call it father, I think. Like kind of like Rye, you know, there's a mother and then there's a father.
This is the father instead of the
This is
mother.
like a father, and well, in the new Rye, it's father. So this is kind of like they provide electricity to the whole world, and there's a terrorist going after the facility, and this character with the funny mustache that
I didn't order it.
he sends his son,
Son of a
which
bitch.
is a technology-looking eyeball. To go, I don't remember what his son's name is, but it's something like Sean or something like that. But it's not really a human looking thing. He sends that into find out where the terrorists are and start at level one and try to bring the electricity back to the facility. And he has the assistance of like one tech IA guy, one IT person. A bomb sort of hits the facility, and they say, "Okay, you gotta," you know, the alarms go off. Wee, 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 vacate, vacate, vacate. And this IT person, she decides, "Oh wow, this is my opportunity to do something and get promoted." And she ends up working with this alien tech to sort of stop the what's happening with this energy facility. So I kind of liked it, but I was like, I didn't need to have this one. Like, this was one I liked the least, I guess. It looks cool. It's in black and white. It's a little pricey. Probably why you didn't order it. It's $6.
The note I have is, let me find it. I said, wasn't excited by preview, so I didn't order it.
Oh, you don't like Nick Dragota, so I guess you weren't excited.
Wasn't excited.
You're
Oh.
not hip.
It's just what I said, don't order
Not
this.
hip
You're
enough.
not hip enough to order this.
Not hip enough.
You used to be hip. But not anymore.
Well, do you want to select the next book? Because I think you're going to say, well, I didn't get that either.
I think I have the rest of them. I think.
Okay, go ahead, pick one.
Let's, I'm gonna pick Vanity.
Okay, that one I read last
Number
time.
one, because yeah, you illegally read and didn't
No, it was
tell
on
me.
our list. You just failed again.
It was not on our list last time.
I failed once. I failed to read
You
the
failed one
Matt Kent
time.
books, but
Yeah, and
that's
you failed.
it. Every other time I've been on tap.
I don't think that's true.
Well,
I think you need to go back and
sometimes
listen to all the previous episodes and then
you
note.
throw in some last minute shit like, oh yeah, I read this as well, like 2 minutes before we record, and
I did
then
that once, and it was the day before. Normally, I do it 2 weeks ahead of time, and you still ignore them.
so I'll let you do the vanity. I do remember this one because the cover's pretty amazing, and
It is. So this is a
this
Black
is
Caravan book, which is an imprint of Scout Comics run by Joseph Schmalky. I don't know how to say his name, but I think he did the cover of this, and he's also the co-publisher. And this was written by Jurij Kurnev with art by Natalia Taranikova. And this is has an interesting opening because the first two pages are a introduction by Mark Rayne Hyden, who is the creator of Vampire the Masquerade, which I believe is a RPG game and comic
That's
book.
a yes, and a
And
comic
turned
book.
into a comic book. And he is regaling the story of Countess Elizabeth Bathory of the Hungarian Kingdom. So he's talking about the real life woman and her legacy, I guess, in her legend, where
She's
they
bathed in
say,
blood, right?
yeah, she's responsible for the murder of around 1,600 virgin girls or more. Yes, and she would bathe in their blood to restore her youth. So she believed that bathing in virgin blood would keep her young. So it kind of opens with that introduction, which is weird in a comic. Like usually you see that in a like a trade, but not in a comic. But it was interesting to give you kind of some back matter and some context for the story, because this is the telling of her story, or at least a fictionalized account of her story. And one thing that I noticed when I was reading is it's done, the story is written in a 9-panel grid, or drawn in 9-panel grid throughout the whole book. So if you're a fan of of that style, this follows that.
The
And this kind
Watchmen
of,
style.
what's that? Yeah, Watchmen
Watchmen.
style. Yeah. I'm pulling up my notes.
You have to do that because you forget everything that you ever read after you're done, right?
I do. As soon as I close the book,
You
I can't remember what I read. But this told.
what's cool, Bill, though, is you don't have to buy any more comics. You could just
I could just
review the same
reread.
comic every week. And it'll
Yeah.
be like something new.
I'll say I found something new. It's called Vanity.
Wow, I've never seen this kind of bird before. That's pretty badass.
Oh, you should put it in your journal.
I gotta take a picture of it so Barb can tell me what it is.
Put it in your bird watching journal. That's a feather-nosed dust beaker.
It could be. It's like a freckled something or another. There's some strange birds in the neighborhood this morning. But anyway, continue.
So this kind of tells her story from her
She's
birth to, I think, age 10.
She seems like a heartless wench. In other words, she was born into richness and she doesn't seem to care about anything. Very emotionalist. That's what I got out of it.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, and it kind of shows her. What are some example? I'm trying to find.
Well, are you going to continue with this one?
Let's see. I believe I am. Yeah, I liked it. I thought it was well told, and I liked the art too. So it's kind of a, I don't know how to describe the art. It's like a,
Victorian art style? Like,
maybe it's pretty, there's a lot of lines. It's pretty highly rendered. It's dark. But at the, so at the end, when she turns 10, they kind of put her into an arranged marriage situation with this dude from a neighboring town. Because I guess her family is rich, but they don't have an army. And then the neighboring town has an army, but not rich, not a lot of money. So they figure by merging the two families, they can have the money and the army. That's kind of where this first story ends.
well, that's a creepy thing.
What?
Rob just texted me and he said, I found this on my banister when he woke up this morning. And it looks like it's one of his kids that wrote this. And it said, it looks like it has three eyes on the bottom, like they drew three eyes. And it says, did you have a dream that you were falling as if someone pushed you off a tall building? And it says, might have been me.
Whoa.
Oh.
Needs to move.
I'm gonna say, get out of the house. Get out of the house. Wow. So you're gonna go for this one, but you were still like maybe.
Yeah, we'll see. Well, it depends.
It almost
I don't think
sounded
it's
like
been
you were just
solicited yet.
borderline hip to get into this one.
I don't think you need to be hip to get into this one. I
Well,
mean, this is Victorian,
the
so.
way you talked, it sounded like you were not square.
I just couldn't remember if I. No, I'll get this. I enjoyed it. And then, so at the. At the end of this, she gets her first period when she's taking a bath. And kind of has a vision of this goddess woman. And I think that's kind of what started her,
Down this
yeah, down the
path.
path of, yeah, bathing in blood. Because the woman's explaining to her what it means, like her body's changing and everything. And she says, you know, you'll one day you'll have a baby and then your beauty will go away. And she says, but I don't want to lose my beauty. And she says, don't worry about it. You're young now, but it'll happen eventually. There's nothing you can do about it. And she says, am I cursed? And she says, of course not. It simply means that you are a woman. And she's like thinking. Dun, dun, dun. I liked it. I think it's going to be good just when the killing starts. I think it was well told, and I think it's going to do a good job of telling her story, so I liked it. I think I gave it 4 out of 5.
I don't remember what I gave it. I think I might have. Let me see.
Did you like it as well, or were you harsher on it because you're not hip to the Victorian era
No,
like
I
I
liked
am?
it. liked it. I think I gave it a 4 out of 5. I'm just seeing if I gave it a 5 out of 5, but when did we read this?
We read it a few days ago. And did you read it
Oh,
ahead
I
of
gave it a
time?
5 out of 5.
Oh,
Yeah, I
nice.
haven't been taking notes. I've been real
Lax.
lazy,
Oh,
but
lazy.
I
The old
have been
H.
scoring them. So, like, I that week I rated Casual Fling the 5 out of 5 and Vanity Number 5 out of 5. So yeah, I liked it a lot.
Was very well done. And
Plus,
the,
I've
yeah.
always liked the like I don't really know the truth of all this. Like, I've never investigated the historical aspect of it,
Right.
but it's always been the lore of it that's always intrigued me. You know, like, I don't know how
Sure.
many virgins she really killed or bathing in blood, but the bathing in blood
Or why she
part
was
has
doing
always
that, yeah.
intrigued me.
Yeah. Or how she did it. I mean, how do you kill 600 women and get away with it?
Yeah.
I guess we'll find out. But I don't, it was one of those things where like the art and the story and just the way it was presented like fit perfectly with the
Yeah.
story.
They got a good artist to represent what they were
Yeah.
trying to accomplish.
Yeah. Good
Another one that
stuff.
did a good job of that was, at least for me, was A Town Called Terror, number
Ah.
one. This reminded me back in the 90s, Steve Niles was doing like a bunch of like three arc stories, like Alistair Arcane and a bunch of stuff like that was strange, but each one was like tackling a different monster. And
Yeah, he's done a lot of monster books.
this one was sort of like reminded me of that, and he Szymon Kudrzanski did the artwork. I love the cover. It's just like over a looks like a graveyard of some sort,
It's
and
cool.
it just has some guy's eyes looking over it. And he did the who did the cover? Was it Szymon?
I'm sure it was.
Yeah, it was. Kudrzanski did the cover A, and that's the one I got. This opens up like some guy is collecting body parts, and there's no words to it, and
Just clicking when the body parts are attached.
he sort of builds a Frankenstein monster, and once he attaches the head, it's like this is the servant building his master's body again, like reattaching his master's head. So he's like building a Frankenstein monster, and then it cuts to a scene where this guy is having sex with his wife or lover, don't know.
Do you think he's built? I almost got the impression that he was just putting back together his body. Like, not that he was getting parts from all over the place, but those were actually like his body that he was putting back together.
It could be.
But if that's the case, then it looks like someone like chopped up his body. Maybe that's how they wanted to kill him. Like they figured if they chopped up his body and spread his body pieces around, that would be the end of him.
And he's just reconstructing him.
And he puts them back together.
Then there's a lot of, ooh, don't stop. That was nice. Sure was. Sex.
Sexy time.
There might be like a shadow of a peepee, which would have made you happy.
I don't know if I saw that.
Well, as soon as he gets out of bed,
Oh yeah, I do. I think I see the. I see.
he's
I
got a
think I
like
see a
an
shadow of a
after
peepee.
sex looking dick shadow. It's
Yeah,
like I sort of just I lost all my boner.
floppy. I do see a floppy shadow. I missed that the first time.
And they have a house invasion. By somebody, and they kind of like tranquilize the woman and then knock the other guy out and then take him away. And it looks like they're taking him away to his old home where his father is
Yeah, the first
there.
thing the guy says when he comes to is he says, I guess the asshole wants to see me. So he knows what's going on.
Yeah, 'cause the servant's back there.
Yeah, and then,
Me
yeah, you see the servant again.
Meanwhile, the wife is trying to get help from the police for her kidnapped home invasion, and they're ignoring her. But I don't understand. Did they like clean the house after they invaded? Because they knocked down a whole window.
Yeah.
You'd think there would be evidence of an invasion, but it sounds like all the evidence was
I'm
gone because they
sure,
don't
yeah.
believe her.
Yeah, they must have cleaned up afterwards. Well, I guess when they broke in, they might not have actually broke the doors. They might have just kicked over some flowers. In any case, yeah, they must have cleaned up after themselves. Right, so the police can't do anything because there's nothing on the security cameras and they can't find any evidence. So they're like, she's like, you don't believe me. He's like, it doesn't matter if I believe you. We'll file the report, but we'll see if we can do anything. But we probably can't.
Yeah.
And he was saying some stuff in captions of when he was going home, right? She's like, I thought I'd seen the last of this town. Or he thought he had seen the last of his town. When he escaped, he swore he would never return. So his father's bringing him back after he thought he escaped. So he's bringing him back to Terror, the secret hidden town of monsters and freaks.
I liked it. I gave it 4 out of 5.
I think I gave it, I might have given it a 3 out of 5.
No, you didn't like it. You're really
I like,
cranky today. You're
yeah.
really non-hip.
The art was fantastic. I think I was wanted more out of the story. I don't think there was enough there.
You can't want more out of a Steve Niles book because he
Yeah,
goes
he's,
in,
I know, he's.
he's very his stories are very non-decompressed.
You mean
They're the
non-compressed?
they're not well, they're not like Bendis at all. It takes a lot of issues for Bendis to say a little bit. He just goes in and shoots his load in 3 issues, 4 issues.
Who does?
Steve Niles.
Yeah. Although there wasn't really much in this issue, though. I mean, I guess. You got the background of the dad. You got the dude coming back home, kidnapped. But I just don't know what the story is going to be yet. Like, I have no idea.
And you'll never know because
And I'll
you
never know.
judge everything by the first issue.
I do. I do. What else can I judge it by? All I have is the first issue. I'm judging by what I get was given.
You'll never know the story.
Sure, I will. I'll ask you, and you'll tell me.
If you pay me, I will tell you.
Okay, tell me what happened.
I'll
I
tell you what
will listen
happened
to you.
for half the price of the comic.
Is why we will never be friends.
Right, let's jump to Bloodstained Teeth and see what you think of that.
Bloodstained Teeth. It's an Image comic written by Christian Ward with art by Patrick Reynolds. And it opens up. There are two types of vampire. One is born, one is made. There's the first-born vampires who are natural-born vampires, so descendants of vampires, etc. And then there's Sips, who are ones that are turned. And they are decreed forbidden by the firstborn, so there's not supposed to be any Sips. But there are, and that's what this book is about.
Well, there's one vampire that's bo a born vampire that turns
He's making
sips.
sips,
He's making sips.
but he charges people.
Yeah, he does.
That's how he makes money. He charges people. Like in the opening, he turns a social media influencer who pays him, I think it was like $10,000, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Or there's a sliding scale. Starts at 10,000 minimum. So she pays him some 10,000 plus to turn her into a vampire.
And what's interesting is she's supposed to be keeping things discreet, but because she's a social, what does she do? She goes on TikTok and
Yep.
is now draining people's bloods on
Telling people
the
she's a
TikTok.
vampire.
Yep. So this guy is sort of they the born sort of
The
know
firstborn, yeah.
firstborn know that this guy's doing some bad shit. And they're gonna have to go after him or make him redeem himself, go after his sips. And that's kind of like what the plot of it. What makes this book really
Yeah.
unique is the art and the colors, I think,
Yeah, I should
for
mention the
sure.
colors are Heather Moore does the colors, and for sure that stands out because it's very
Pop.
primary colors. Like lots of there's red and pink and green and yellow.
Very Andy Warhol.
Yeah, kind of like yeah, like pop art.
Pop art.
Yeah. Yeah, it's cool. And we get to see Bram Stoker.
Yep, you do get to see Bram Stoker, and you have
Who's
a nice
a
painting of
vampire?
Bela Lugosi.
Yeah, Bela Lugosi. Yeah, so this is about the firstborns confront this guy about what he's doing. And they tell him he has to go and kill all of his sips, right?
Yeah.
Or they're gonna kill him.
And his answer is, fuck this fucking stuck up first fuckers. And then his response is, those youngborns, no respect. Teeth your toy, Mr. Tooth, I believe. Sloan needs further education on the error of his ways. And they kill his guy who drives him around town. They pulled his heart out.
Is familiar.
Yeah. I liked it.
Me too.
I gave it a 4 out of 5.
I think I did the same.
And I like the colors.
Yep, 4 to 5. I did too. I liked the mythos and I liked the execution.
It would be neat to see the artwork without the color and just see, because the colors really stand out, to see,
Oh, what the
what it
pages
looks
look
like in
like.
black and white.
Yeah. Yeah, because the art itself is very, very detailed and very kind of photorealistic ink work.
And since we're still in the image world, we can go over Skybound X number 2.
Skybound X.
I like this more than number one.
I did too.
I just thought it was more balanced.
So this one has chapter 2 of Rick Grimes 2000, and then it has new stories Birthright, which is based on the Birthright series, Everyday Hero Machine Boy, which I believe is new,
Brand new.
and Stillwater, which is also based on the series. I'm finding my notes.
The Rick Grimes one's really cool. I like it. It's over the top, Walking Dead stuff. He's there with his lightsaber. His
He's
wife has been cyborg, turned into a cyborg. and is working for the aliens, and she wants him to cut over to the aliens, and he's like, fuck that. And he like laughs at the alien because he's like, oh, what's this little frog in a fucking
Spacesuit.
spacesuit? And that frog is like, well, I'll give you a few reasons. And he bursts out of the suit, and he's like, I don't know, 30 feet tall, and he's ready to kick some
Muscles.
ass. And
And he does kick ass.
yeah, he
Starts
kills,
ripping people in half.
rips his wife apart again, and looks like he eats her. And then Rick is like, ah, I'm gonna kill you for this alien, and he cuts him in half. And then the governor looks like he's disappointed because he wanted him to do something, because I don't think he likes working for the aliens. And then somebody comes that destroys the alien, and it's Andrea. So yeah, I liked it.
Yeah,
It's
it's fun.
still my favorite one because it's kind of funny.
Yeah, it's light. It's more lighthearted.
Yeah.
There's graffiti and there's a dick on the wall. I did notice that dick.
You did notice
Dick.
it?
I noticed the dick graffiti. Yeah.
You should take a picture of it and put it on our Facebook page so they could see the art and the analysis you did for the show.
Depth analysis.
I like the one, there's not only a dick on the wall, but there's one that says eat
Yeah, eat butt.
butt.
It's good. Apocalypse kind of sucks.
REM. Die,
Aliens
alien scum.
are something. I can't read that. My old person eyes can't read this. Aliens are dummy. I think that's what it says. Yeah, so that's just a lighthearted continuation of the Walking Dead story.
Which was the original pit? The irony of it is that's how he got Image to buy into it. Because they didn't want, he wanted to do a zombie story, and they didn't like the pitch of just a zombie
Right, they
comic.
didn't.
And
Yeah, they didn't.
he
Well, because
says,
the
well,
story, yeah, the actual story of Walking Dead is, yeah, zombies take over the planet and people have to survive the zombies. It's like, okay, that's been done a million times. So he said, but the secret is that the zombies were sent there by aliens.
aliens.
Like, oh, that's interesting. Yeah, you can do that.
And then he never had
Then
to
he
because
never
of the
did the aliens.
success. And now we're seeing it.
Yes, and I was playing out the alien storyline.
The Birthright was kind of cool, even though I haven't read all of Birthright. I'm familiar with it because the one brother goes missing and then he's in this like fantasy world.
Yeah,
Well,
the yeah,
this
because in
is
the
the
original
other
one, it
brother.
was the brother had came back. Didn't it open where the brother came back from the fantasy world? After being missed, he went missing as a kid and he came back and he's a grown up adult and he's like
Yeah.
telling a story and no one believes him. Yeah, so
Yep.
this is his little brother going to the fantasy world after hearing his brother's stories. It was good. I liked it a lot.
Yeah, I like how he had that run-in with the Grim Reaper, and they kind of hit it off and fought some monsters together.
Yeah, they team up and it looks like the brother has some kind of magical powers, which
Yep.
I assume was set up in the regular series.
I haven't read it all. I've read some of it.
I only read the first arc. I would like to read the whole thing. 50 issues. But yeah, I thought this was a good entertaining story.
The next one is a brand new one, Everyday Hero Machine Boy, and I think it's gonna lead to a monthly title in September, 'cause I saw an ad.
Is it going to be like single issues, or are they going to do like a manga type release?
I think it's single issues.
Okay.
But this is about a machine boy that is dealing with a city that's in a drought, and the heat is driving everybody crazy. And he has to fix things, and he has a checklist of things to do, and one of the things is fix the drought and the generator. And
Right.
he does end up fixing the generator. It's kind of a weird art style. I thought it was good, though.
Yeah, but you didn't tell the Machine Boy's secret.
What is the secret? Maybe I missed it.
The secret is that he was the one who caused the damage in the first place
Oh, to the pa yeah, to the
to the
that's causing
generator
the
and
heat.
stuff. Yeah. So it almost seems like he's kind of like a Iron Giant type thing, where he was probably built to be a war robot, but he's doesn't want to be. He wants to be a real boy. By doing good deeds and helping people. And it says that this is going to be kick off their all new adult and middle grade imprint, Skybound Comets. So I think this is them delving into the
All ages.
middle school, all ages, yeah, world. Because that's where the money is, you know.
Scholastic world.
Yep. It was good, though. It was a well-told story. I probably w won't be getting the regular series, but I liked reading this little snippet.
Yeah, I guess I'm probably in the same boat. Especially since I'm trying to reduce my intake a little bit. Like, I like it, I'm entertained, but I don't know if it's something I need to read the
Is it
ongoing
essential?
adventures.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then we have Stillwater, which is the story about the town where the people don't grow up, right?
They don't die.
Yeah.
And I guess this guy did some bad stuff, so they buried him sort of alive to
Teach him a lesson.
teach him a lesson. And when time came up, they dug him back up. And the first thing he does is go home to his grandpa and see his cat. His grandpa gives him shit the whole time. He talks about how his wife left, and then the cat wants to follow in the wife's footstep and leave, but the boy wants to solve some problems before he leaves. And the cat goes off and leaves, just like the mom did.
Yep. Yeah, he lets the cat leave.
Yeah, I like this one better than the image one, just as a whole.
Yeah, this is a good issue. And I think it did its, well, I don't know if this was its goal, but it definitely made me want to read that Birthright.
Trade.
Yeah, story, which I wanted to do anyway. And this is, we didn't say the creators, but basically it's the same creators that do all the regular series. And what we should say, so for the Machine Boy, it's try. Vong and Irma Kinvilla.
I
I
have a
assume
question. I have
they're the team.
a question for you. Did you get your free comic book day books yet?
Not yet.
From okay. It's weird because they sent me my Marvel and DC, but like nothing else. Like they haven't shipped me
Okay.
anything
Yeah, that
else
is
in
weird.
terms of free comic book day.
Yeah, that's kind of weird. You'd think that they would have gotten them all before Free Comic Book Day. So in your next order after Free Comic Book Day, I would expect them all to be there. I guess they just haven't pulled them all yet.
Either that or I'm not going to get them.
That could be too. Maybe you didn't
And
check
then
the
I'll,
check boxes.
oh, I check the check boxes because I see them in my
Okay.
order. They just have a white thing saying they haven't shipped yet, but I guess I'm concerned that I didn't go get the ones that I wanted on Free Comic Book Day, assuming that I would get them. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah, that would stink.
Yep. So we have this one. This segment is for Nick Wetmore because he says you need to do more Marvel and more Valiant.
Right. So we
So
did.
we did.
Got a Marvel and a Valiant.
There you go. We have Amazing Spider-Man number one, and by Zeb Wells and John Romita Jr. And we have Archer and Armstrong Forever by an interesting creative team, but I thought they did a really good job of capturing what Valiant was after the original, so after the relaunch with Dinesh. Because this is definitely the tone that the book was. This is by Steve Fox, and artist is Marcio Fiorito.
Yes.
What did you think of this one?
I agree. I think it fit into the kind of humorous take that I can't remember his name.
Fred Van Lente?
Yeah, Van Lente was doing. So this it opens with Armstrong is in a bar getting drunk as usual, and someone steals his magic bag.
His satchel, which I like to call Barb's purse, because I always get scared when I stick my hand in there. You never know
Never
what's going
know.
to come out. I don't like to find things in that bottomless pit. But I would love to have a Armstrong satchel for my comic books because
Everyone,
it's
every
infinite
collector would,
space
yes.
and I could just grab and go into my satchel and get what I want.
It'd be great because my office would be perfectly clean. Except for art on the walls.
And your wife
Maybe a
could
couple
walk in
shelves.
there with a smile on her face instead of
That's
getting
right.
really depressed.
Instead of there being stacks of comics around the house.
She avoids it to avoid her stress. But he gets
Yeah,
his
for
satchel. And one of the things that Fred Van Lente did when he relaunched Archer and Armstrong is he created a bunch of like cast, well, like a bunch of weird cult factions, and this continued with that by creating like a farming faction where they, you know, they're farmers, and they steal the satchel, and they have farming weapons like a rake and a hoe, and and Archer decides to help because Armstrong's running out of the bar. I don't know how his pants were down, but oh, he went to the bathroom, I think.
Yeah, that's when
And
I swallow it. Yeah.
he obviously doesn't have any underwear because you can almost see his bush. Like he just
Yeah,
wears command. He's in
you can see the little
commando and he's pulling
pubes.
up his pants and the pubes are coming out. And he's like, gotta get my satchel. And Archer's using all those moves. That's one thing that Van Lente introduced too, is like it would tell you every move that
Or all the moves
Archer
he's doing.
did.
Yeah.
And they use that as well. And they end up getting the satchel back, but they do cut off Armstrong's ear, and they look like they give that ear to a rich philanthropist, and we don't know what's going to happen to that
I think is he the one who hired them to
in the first place.
get the satchel? But instead they bring the ear and he's like, "Oh,
We'll take that.
I can
It's
use
better than
this."
nothing. But I liked it. It felt like there was nothing weird, or it just felt like getting back into the world of Archer and Armstrong. I liked it.
And is the Maw a new character?
That I don't remember. I do not remember. But I thought it was pretty good. Props to Valiant for getting these writers and artists that aren't names we recognize and still able to pull off a good story.
Yeah, it was good.
Then we got Amazing Spider-Man number one. I was close to catching up on the series before I hit number one, but I didn't quite get
Didn't
there.
quite get there.
I'm about, I don't know, 8 issues shy of, maybe 6 issues shy of getting there. But I got close, and I'm really enjoying it. And I like JR's art a lot, so I really liked what was in this book. It's pretty much MJ and Peter are separated.
Yeah, so this is 6 months after whatever happened in the last arc.
The last arc where I'm at is Peter ran across the UFOs and they really fucked him up. And he ended up in the hospital in a coma. And Ben Reilly sort of took the reins of being Spider-Man, with the exception of now he's working for a corporation and they've licensed the name Spider-Man. And he works along with the Daughters of the Dragon, Misty Knight and Colleen Wing, because they're hired by that corporation as well. And they're sort of manipulating him. Like, he has to do what they tell him to do. And sometimes he succeeds and sometimes he fails, but he's more like a licensed property. And Peter is sort of nursing his way back to health, and he's fine. Where I've gotten to the point where he's finally come out of the hospital, and Black Cat is sort of training him, just because he's been in a coma for months, and getting his legs moving again, getting him to start going into superhero mode again. And that's kind of where I left off. And the corporation has this female leader that is. Seems like she's nefarious and up to no good. And there's one scientist that works there with Ben, and he seems legit and he's sort of protecting Ben, but the corporation is using him entirely for monetary reasons and doing nefarious things behind the scenes that Ben doesn't know is going on. And this takes place after that, and it seems like whatever happened, Peter and MJ are separated. It seems like Aunt May is pretty pissed off at what he did, like whatever lies he did. She feels betrayed, but she's always gonna love her nephew. And there's a war brewing between Kingpin's relative or son, the Rose, and Tombstone. That kind of summarizes it. What'd you think?
I liked it, but there was some stuff that went over my head, I think just because I hadn't read the material leading up to this.
Well,
But
what went over your head? What are some examples?
don't know.
The fact that Peter was kind of in an angry mode, I guess.
Yeah, probably just, I mean, I understood where he's at now, but I guess it was hard for me to appreciate like what
How he
got him
got
to this
there.
point. Yeah.
Are you on board for this, or are you, what are you going to do with this?
I'll probably do library on this one. This
I'm.
one, or do it
What
digitally.
are you doing with Archer and Armstrong? Are you going to get the trade on that, or are you
I haven't
gonna?
decided on that one yet.
So this batch of books was, you only had one.
I think I had,
Oh, Image
no,
number one,
blood,
because
I
you
had
like the
Bloodstained.
anthology.
Yeah, Bloodstained Teeth I'll get. Bolero possibly. Vanity, yes. And Alice possibly.
Yeah, but those possiblys aren't real. Those are
They fall off
fake.
more. Yeah. That's possibly if my total is low enough that they could slip in, but my total's never
That's
low enough.
highly unlikely.
Usually my total is too high and I have to cut, so
What about Ghost Cage? Are you on board for that?
I didn't even get the first issue. I passed before I even tried the first issue.
What about Image number one?
I still have to read it. But I'm getting Image. I'm
Just
getting the Image
monthly?
anthology. Yeah, monthly.
So, like, if you want Bill to buy your comic, you make an anthology,
That's right.
'cause that's the only comic he'll buy as a monthly. Unless you're a three-issue arc.
Unless,
And you have to be a good creative team.
or if it's something that I, or you can continue a series that's been coming out for a long time and create some spin-offs like King Spawn and Scorched. Then I'm
So now.
forced to get it for continuity.
So what do we got coming up next? What are we gonna do next time? We could do some Antarctic what do you call it? Exciting
Yeah,
comics.
let's do that.
Where do we leave off?
Don't know, I'll have to look at my notes, see what number we
Exciting
left off.
comics. We left off with 11, so we could do 12, 13, and 14.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
Okay. Wait, what? Exciting.
12 through 14. That's
Okay.
three comics. Oh my God, I have to read three comics.
I didn't know if you're
Oh, I
gonna
don't know if I can do that.
I
With
assume those aren't.
all the
I
TV
assume those.
shows on, with all the TV shows on and all of these comics that are not very good that I don't even want to do because I'm not hip enough. Maybe we should only do two comics.
I assume, what was that, your Rob Liefeld impression? That's like Rob Liefeld doing Todd McFarlane.
Was doing my Bomer impression.
Well, that's good. I guess I do sound a little bit like Rob Liefeld doing Todd McFarlane. Well, I assumed that we're not just going to do those three comics and that's it. I assume we're going to add more onto that list.
Yeah, we're gonna add more.
What are we doing? 12, 13, and 14.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, we could do as another Skybound number three.
Yeah, we'll continue the Skybounds.
We could take a break from the spawns. Do you have any Marvel comics that we could do so we can keep the roll
The
going?
train going. Yeah, let me see.
Or DC?
Threat secured. Oh my gosh.
What?
Threat secured.
A threat secured.
Yeah, by my virus protection. Okay, wait, I gotta look at shipments. Shipments. Latest shipment. Think we did this last time. We might have gotten all my. Because I don't know if I have my new ones.
Let's see.
Yeah, I got a couple. I
I'll
got
search for.
Electra 100, Giant Size Thunderbird number one.
Electra 100 we can do, and giant size. Is it giant size X-Men or giant size Thunderbird?
Giant Size X-Men Thunderbird.
Okay, we'll add those.
Ooh, what about Punisher number one?
I could do that too.
That's three, though. That's a lot
Oh, are we at capacity
What
now?
did
Like,
I? Oh, we also have Spider-Punk number one.
wow, it's an all Marvel.
We gotta drop something. Let's drop Thunderbird. Or do you want to drop? I say drop Thunderbird or drop whatever the first one was. What was that?
I want to do the Electra 100, so let's
Okay,
drop
let's drop.
Thunderbird.
We'll drop Thunderbird.
Spider Punk. So you have three, four, five, six, seven. Seven comics, is that a lot?
I thought we had six comics.
We have three exciting comics, Skybound
Oh, I forgot about Skybound
X.
X. That's fine.
Oh, we got seven! Oh shit!
I that's
I
fine
can
because
only do six
I can read four.
comics.
I can read four comics a week, which is exactly
God
what I
damn
buy.
it!
Which is exactly what I buy.
Can you believe that I've done three volumes of a manga? Like, I'm already on issue four of volume four of Chainsaw Man.
Chainsaw
And it's so fucking stupid. Like,
Man.
I don't even know why I'm doing it, but I'm enjoying it. I'm entertained.
But you're
There's like
there's a lot of action,
there's
so
one whole volume where one of the girls promises you can touch my titties if you do this, and it's like, oh my God, I'm gonna touch my titties. And then on the next volume, it's like, if you do this task, you'll get to put your tongue in my mouth. And he's like, oh, I get to put your tongue in her mouth. And then she like vomits in his mouth. It's like, what the fuck am I reading?
Wow. You are reading some nasty stuff.
Nasty stuff.
Nasty.
It's so like not me, but I'm entertained by it. It's so weird. And then he goes into chainsaw mode and fights a bunch of monsters. So he like pulls his ch the he has like a cord, like if you'd pull a lawnmower or like chainsaw.
Yeah.
He's, wow, that's a fat robin. Holy crap.
Probably pregnant.
It might be. There's a lot of
Is it a lady
visiting.
or a dude?
I can't tell. There's a lot of visiting birds today that are not the norm. Like, usually we have our usual birds that you see all the time,
Yeah,
and
you got a lot of
there's a lot of
visitors.
strangers today.
Weird. The weird weather patterns are screwing them up.
Yeah, must be. But seven? That's we did more than seven. Is that all you want to do?
No,
I
we can
could.
add more. I'm just kidding.
Do you have anything else that
I'm trying to look at what I
you
did
want to
read
do?
that I might
Yeah.
want to add. Let's add, have you read Until My Knuckles Bleed?
No, but I'd like to.
Number one. Yeah, let's add that one.
That has like the Frank Miller looking covers.
Yeah, it has a lot of cool covers.
I'm excited for his new imprint. I'm starting to see images and stuff from Dan DiDio, and I'm like, oh, yeah.
I don't know much of anything about that. I'm looking through my, okay, so much good stuff. I don't know what any of this stuff is, though.
Have you already read Until My Knuckles Bleed?
Yeah, I did read that.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just going to read out some. You tell me if any of these interest you. 78 miles per hour.
I don't know if I bought that. Let me check.
We got All Guts, No Glory, number one through three.
All Guts, No Glory. You read all three?
No, I haven't read them. These are just ones that
Why did you
I have.
buy three issues of something?
Because it's only three issues. It screwed me.
All Guts, No Glory. Well, that's Zenoscope.
Yeah, that's not a scope.
Oh, okay. I'm for that.
Or Breakout number one. Or.
Breakout number
Oh, we
one.
could do From Blood number one through three.
I
That's
was gonna
your
read
main
number.
man.
I'll just do From Blood number three, and then you can read all of them. Because that's the
You've
only one
read
I
one
have
and two.
left, yeah. That one I already had pulled out to read. I was gonna finish that.
Perfect.
All right, so the only ones that we added were Until My Knuckles Bleed, number one, All Guts, No Glory. This one I have to go to the storage unit for.
We can
And then
skip that
From
one.
Blood, number
Eh.
three.
Okay, that sounds good. That's
That
like
should
20
give us
comics actually.
enough. That's. You act like it's such
I
a
hate reading
chore.
comics.
You give me too much homework.
It's
Oh
homework.
my God. The world's ending. I have to read
You got so
almost
much
double
homework.
digit comics in one in 2 weeks.
I
Oh
can't.
God.
I told you I can't read more than
I
four comics a
can't
week.
do it.
That's why I only buy in a
One
month.
issue.
In a month, I only buy 16 comics.
Have you placed your order yet?
No.
I have not either. This is almost the latest I've gone.
I have my list. We only got a couple days left.
Yeah, I'm gonna see how low I'm gonna come under. I'm gonna see, God, I'm gonna try to, like, I am struggling, like, hard time. Like, especially with the Epic collections. Like I said, I was just gonna not do it. And I'm like, ah, crap.
So you're finding the reality is,
Oh, jeez.
yeah, I'm having to cut a lot of stuff that I wouldn't have nor anything that was on the edge, I'm just cutting, and
Yeah.
I still have a couple of things that I need to read to determine. Oh man,
Why
I
am I
wonder what
cutting an Epic collection and reading about this guy that gets vomit in his mouth? I don't understand.
yeah, that's you might need to rethink that. Are
I
you
have a.
getting, so are
Am
you
I
getting
getting what?
that one from Behemoth, which is about video gamers, YouTube video gamers or whatever?
I didn't think
Or
I
that one?
was.
Okay, then I can just, I was gonna pass on that one. I just wanted to make sure. Then I gotta
Was it
decide
a
if I...
$3.99 one?
Yeah.
Well, I think we looked at it and I said, "Ah, oh, it's about video gamers. I don't care about them."
Yeah.
It's probably the best comic ever.
It'll be worth tons of money. Yeah, to make some hard cuts.
I don't know. I think I'm gonna place my order today, hopefully. This is the first time I've had no podcasts in the queue, 'cause I took off an entire week 'cause my parents were here last week. And I haven't done Mike M's in a long time. I've been getting like just tired. I don't like I usually do those on Friday, like the podcast on Friday when I get home, and I just haven't had the energy.
Too
I just
tired
want
after
to
work.
decompress. Yeah, just I just want to decompress.
Oh, crap. I wanted to get the She Bites. I was about the kid vampire. Oh, now I'm $7 over my total. Not too
Which one was
bad.
She Bites? Who's the publisher on that?
I think it's Scout.
Oh.
That was about the 9-year-old kid who's a 100-year-old vampire.
What's your expensive item? Drop that.
My most expensive items are. Joseph Smith and the Mormons. I could do that at the library.
Yeah.
The Simon Hanselman book, which I'm not dumping that one. And then Archer and Armstrong classic. Which I want that one.
You can dump the middle one. Simon, what do you call it?
No, I can't.
Yes. I'm not getting that one, so you can dump that one.
I'm like, no.
I'm not touching that one with a 10-foot pole.
I am getting it. And you can
You can suck it.
fuck it all.
I wish I could title this one whatever was in Bloodstained Teeth, where he's like, fuck, 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 fuck. Do you have anything else to go over?
No.
All right. Well, we can wrap this puppy up. I feel like I'm almost done catching up on Ram V Swamp Thing. So
Good.
I'm gonna finish that up.
Don't think I read any of his Swamp Thing.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
I don't know
There's
if
a
I
lot of
purchased
Suicide
something.
Squad in it. A lot. There's this character which I gotta do some research on that's in the squad now, and I've never seen her before, called Nightmare Nurse. And I need to do some research on her because she's real compelling, at least the way Ram V writes her.
You should get her first appearance.
I probably have it. It's DC. I don't think it's I'm
Probably.
missing too much of it unless she came out in the 60s. She's probably a Golden Age character.
That could be.
So we'll see. Well, I'm gonna finish reading that. I'm probably not gonna do shit today except go with Barb to pick up the groceries and just oh, I have to open up a DCBS box.
Oh,
Which
that's fun.
came on Friday. No, it came yesterday and I haven't opened it yet. But I have inventoried all my I had two boxes. One came on Monday and one came on Friday, so I processed one book now one week's and I gotta do the next week's. I was hoping there was a bunch of free comic book day ones in there, but they're not.
That's unfortunate. Yeah, I haven't
Yeah.
looked to see when I'm getting mine.
I don't know how you do it with the digital previews. That would drive me fucking nuts.
Don't like it.
But maybe it helps you save money too, 'cause it's
If
such
I miss
annoying.
stuff.
Well, yeah, it's such an annoying inconvenience to scroll a PDF file.
It looks like about half of my free comic book day stuff has been pulled.
See, that's fucked up. I'm gonna write a letter. This Bill Bomer, he doesn't spend as much as I do, and he's getting his free comic book days. I want you to pull that shit out of his box that hasn't shipped yet
It
and put it in my box. What the fuck is wrong here?
can't believe this. I'm being treated.
Did you see that collection that Chuck Rosansky got? Do you follow him at all?
I do. I'm trying to remember. Oh, like they filled up
It
a
was yeah, it was like 300,000
truck, yeah.
comics.
Yeah,
That's almost
that was a
like,
personal collection, right? With like one
yeah.
person, yeah. Or
And
was
it
it 300,000?
that didn't include the toys, like all the other shit they bought from him. But that was the world record is like 100 and I don't know, 20 unique comic books. That's got to be more. And that just proves my point that whatever you think you have, there's in comic books, there's always
Always someone.
somebody that has fuck ton more because comic book guys are typically introverts.
Right.
They don't give a fuck. They just want their comics.
God, that's so many comics, though.
300,000. I saw it. They have a picture because I get their monthly their weekly emails.
Yeah,
And they have a
so do I.
picture where they like cleared part of the warehouse. Like they cleared like a center part of the warehouse just so they can bring in the boxes. And
Yeah.
oh my God, it looks huge.
How
You
many box?
like really
Do you
get the
say how many boxes
perspective.
it is? How many comics does a long box hold?
I don't remember, but there it looks
300?
huge. I would
400?
say 300 because a short box
Let's
holds.
we'll say that. That makes it easy. So that's 100. What is that? 10,000 boxes, something like that?
I don't know. It looks like a lot. It looks like it'll fit like in a whole store, a normal store. Like you'd just fill a normal store up. Your average comic store with
It's like a
boxes.
thousand boxes. Can you imagine 1,000 long boxes? My gosh, I can't even picture what that would look like. I mean, I only saw the pictures of the truck. Like they showed the back of the truck, the semi,
Yeah.
and it was
I
like
saw the
totally
truck and then
packed.
I didn't get the truck didn't give me a perspective like that's 300,000 comics.
Yeah, it's
But
hard. Yeah.
when I see like the a picture taken from the top looking down on the warehouse and you see them all in the center, you're like, "Oh
Yeah.
fuck, that's a lot of comics."
I wonder if the guy was buying like other people's collections. Like, how do you get that many? Like, I don't think you can get that many comics just going to the comic shop each week and buying comics, unless you're
Well,
buying
I've
everything.
got about 100,000
Yeah,
just
and you get
doing
almost
that.
everything.
Yeah.
So to triple that.
Well, what if this guy is like 75 too?
Yeah,
So he's got
he's
like
been doing it.
for longer.
I guess you could do it. You just go to the. If he's just been getting everything. I want everything.
And then or you do like me and then get a bunch of back issues like you know, as
Yeah.
time goes on.
Yeah. That's probably a combination. He probably goes to conventions and just says, I'll take whatever you
Or he
give me.
might be like a dimes all day guy, right? He's like Micah, and he's like, "Oh, I could fill this thing up with 10 cent comics, and I'll just buy it."
Yep, fills up a long
Who knows
list.
what's in there?
Added to his.
I just know
Man, can you
that
imagine?
I know that Chuck probably looks for like in a collection that big. I bet he looks like, "Oh, you have 12 centers, you have 10 centers, you have, you
Right.
know, Silver Age and Bronze Age stuff." The other stuff he probably is like, "Oh, I'll take it, but that's
Yeah.
I want the older stuff 'cause I know I can sell that on the
Yeah,
web."
get his money back just on that.
Yeah. Well, I can't believe how low he probably sold that collection for 'cause I see how much deals go down for. Like when I buy something from Aaron Myers, he's making a fuck ton like off of me because I see what he buys, and oh, here's $10 purchase. Here's a $5 purchase. I'm spent.
Right.
Oh, that's a $100 purchase for me.
Yeah, here's a $10 purchase, then 2 weeks later, 150
Yeah.
bucks.
Well, I hope you get over your triangleism and become a square again.
Yeah, we'll
But
see. Maybe I need to read Bolero again. Was that in previews this month?
I don't remember. The go I remember the ghost,
It's my image.
the ghost one that you didn't buy was a trade, and I remember
Yeah, Image didn't have a lot of trades this month. Yeah, Ghost Cage was. Yeah, Bolero was not. So I got time to decide.
but you're over your limit already. Holy shit.
Am over my limit. Not much, just barely. I've gone way, way higher than
I'm very
this.
concerned if you're over your limit that I'm back to where I was and I think I'm saving and I'm not really.
You're not really. I
Yep.
still have a couple on the edge, which I could pull. Like, I could pull Mystery Brothers number one. I could pull Mechanics number one. I could pull Bisto Blanco number one.
What was that one? Bisto Blanco.
It was some Bisto Blanco Space Wave Conquest. I think it was Source Point Press. I think it's based on a band who I don't know, but I like the art in it.
I got my first Opus comic, which was the Frank Frazetta's Death Dealer. I
Which is
got that
Opus
one.
Comics? Is that a brand,
That's the one that's printing
label?
out a lot of the
All the
Bill and
rock and roll
Ted and the rock and
ones?
roll stuff, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
I'm more curious about that than you are.
What'd you get? Oh, the Frank
I got
Frazetta.
the Frank Frazetta Death Dealer.
Oh, that was a story based on his painting, right?
Yeah. But they've
Which
done
is
that
it
before
a
by
reprint? Oh
Image.
no, I
No,
think we
it's brand
determined there
new.
was a new one.
Yeah,
Yeah.
it's brand new. The creators are different. All
Oh,
right, well let
interesting. We should read that and then let me know how it
You
ends.
didn't get Frank Frazetta's Death Dealer.
I didn't. I don't think I did.
I should read it though, like right away, because if I'm all in on that publisher and I don't like it, then I
Yeah,
kind of at
that'll
least
give
get
you
a
a
flavor for what
yeah, what they're
they're
about.
putting out. Yeah. That would save me a lot.
Because you're choosing those over the epics, you know.
But I am getting the no, I think I'm gonna, I well, I don't know what I'm gonna do. My brain says you don't need it anymore. You've reached collected edition capacity.
Maxed out.
But remember I talked about the two that I wanted was the Fantastic Four Epic, and then I said I wanted the House of Secrets Volume 3.
I wanted that looks good. That's not an epic though, right?
House of Mystery Volume 3. That was
Yeah,
the
that's a
omnibus.
hardcover. Yeah.
All right, let's wrap this guy up. I'll go finish my swamp thing. And
All right.
all right, you've been listening to Geek Brunch with Bill Bomer.
Yeah, the
The
triangle.
guy that's not square is Bill Bomer, and I'm square. I'm hip to be square. I'm Mike Myers. And I'm Mike Myers Brunch, and Bill is at DBM00 on the Twitter machines. Bill is trying to outbid Elon Musk for Twitter.
It's cheaper now. You
Yeah, it's
can
much
underbid
cheaper.
him. Can do it. I'll
You
buy
can.
five shares. What is it now? $30 a share?
You can do it. Just snatch it.
How many shares are there?
I don't know.
Many millions?
Maybe you could
I'll
just
snatch it out
sell
from under him.
that box of comics that you got the from the Sears catalog, and that'll pay for it. Pay for Twitter.
That should do it.
I
Just about. I'll just show
mean, the
up and
Sears
say,
box
I
alone is
think.
probably a collectible.
I'll just show up and say, I think this covers it.
You go right in front of
Give me the
Elon
pass.
Musk. Like you'll cut to the front of the line and say, "Mr. Musk, look
Excuse
what
me.
I have, and I'm ready to buy Twitter."
I'll take Twitter. Just give me the password for the
I
admin accounts. Thank you. And I will run the Twitter.
go. We're found at geekbrunchpodcast.com, and you can find us on Facebook at Geek Brunch Podcast, and we'll be back in 2 weeks with like 7 books. Oh my God, we're gonna knock your socks off with 7 books.
We will, and you can place your bets now as to how many I will forget to read or not be able to find.
Yeah, so in Bill's case, that'll be 3 books, which is what he wanted anyway.
Right.
I got these three
I
books
thought there was
covered.
just three.
And then he'll add in like 5 more, right
That's right.
before we record. He's like,
Oh,
"Oh, you know what else I read?"
you'll be like, did you read anything else? And I'll say, oh yeah, I got these 5 books that I have 5 out of 5 to. I should have read them. Why didn't you read them?
Right, well, have a good one.
All right, you too.
Take care. Bye.
All right.